Washington County Low League All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, Washington County versus Weston Hills, is made possible by Danman and Associates, Woodson Lumber Company, Kiki Egg Farm, Blaine College, Hoodie Real Estate, Bluebell Company, Wellman Insurance, BVR Materials, and Mr. Windshield Citizens State Bank, Washington Animal Clinic, Collier Construction, Kinjor Tile, Builders by Coaches Insurance, K&H Portable Toilets, Barton Friends and Neighbors, J&J's Packings, Lamore's Morelos Meat Market, Texas Farm Credit, Plan North Architecture, HEB and Brenham, Bilsk Waterwell Service, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame, Whataburger and Brenham, Tillman General Contractor, Branded Graphics, Bank of Brenham, Title Schrader, Double D Glass Service, Altman Dental Street, Guadalajara Restaurant, and Rivent Financial Group. We'll go to the field for more pregame with your host, Stephen Drain and Michael Groves. After these words from our sponsor.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Steel is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Steel today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today, or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Texas, for this tonight's Little League action between Washington County and Western Hills. We're here on a nice, bright Sunday afternoon. Correction, Sunday evening.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I'm already ahead of myself here already. We're already on a Tuesday.
You're ready for the holiday
I'm
weekend.
Ready for that 4th of July weekend. A little ahead of myself there. So we're here on a Tuesday evening out here in Schulenburg. We've got some kids on the field warming up, so we'll be back after a few words from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Hey guys, this is Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate. We've finally seen some relief in the real estate market. Interest rates have dropped, so your buying power has now increased. If we have pre-approved you before, let's revisit your financial situation and see how these changes have impacted your situation. As always, if you want to know what your property's value is, please let me know. Our team specializes in farm and ranch, commercial, investment, and residential properties. Thanks again for voting me your favorite realtor. Reach out to us at 979-830-3914. Equal housing opportunity.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
At Citizens State Bank, we believe strong communities are built on trust and service. That's why for 100 years, we've been proud to stand by you with local decisions, dependable customer service, and the tools you need, like online and digital banking. With branches in Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties, we're here to serve your family and your future. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more. Member FDIC.
With Whataburger's new Bigger Better Bundles, you can upgrade your favorite Whata meal into two meals. You can add a kid's Whata meal for $4 and take it home to your little you. Or you can add a Double Meat Junior Whata meal for $5 and save it for later, for you, you. Or you can add a Whata Wings 9-piece for $6 and just enjoy that now. Yep, with Bigger Better Bundles, you can bring the kids along. Or give it to your Uncle Mo. Or stop by and surprise your coworkers. Upgrade your Whata meal with Bigger Better Bundles for a limited time, only at Whataburger.
All right, welcome back to Schulenburg for this matchup between Washington County and Western Hills. Talk a little bit about how these teams got here. For Washington County, there was no district tournament, so they advanced immediately from the district level into the sectional tournament. So this will be their first game of all-star play tonight. Western Hills, they come out of a District 11, which is up around the Austin area. They won their tournament, and believe they have Northwest in their district up there and a couple other teams. Michael, you know any of those teams?
Yeah,
up there?
Austin Optimist and Austin South. You and I are familiar. Normally it's Western Hills or Northwest Austin that comes out of that district. We've seen them many a times. They, you know, these are kids that are going to go play at Lake Travis or Austin Westlake. So, you know, this is good athletes.
Yeah, this should be a really good game tonight between these two teams. Like I said, Washington County may have a few bugs to work out since this is their first game of Little League action. Both teams are warming up, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
All right, and we're back here in Schulenburg, and Washington County's still on the field warming up right now. Western Hills is meeting on the side. We're going to go. Michael, you got some lineups there for us?
I do. I have the starting lineups. The manager for the 11-year-old Washington County All-Stars is Eric Plagans. Coach Josh Schulich and Coach John Parsons will be helping Mr. Plagans today. Our leading off, number four, the pitcher, Tucker Plagans. Batting second, the left fielder, Teague Schulich. Third, number eight, the catcher, Brody Parsons. Fourth, number 99, the first baseman, Brian Garner. Batting fifth, number five, playing third base, Gage Gutierrez. Batting sixth, number one, the shortstop, Aaron Thaler. Batting seventh is number 23, Mason Wiemeyer. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, number 42, Hudson Eckert. And batting ninth, number three, and he is not on the field, but he is batting ninth, is Lane Dreyer. We also have on the team Mason Kalkocki, Cohen Tompkins, and Knox Brannon. For Western Hills, leading off will be, we don't know what positions are going to play yet, number two, Beckett Baird, batting second, number 23, Charlie DeFrank, batting third, number 11, Henry Money, batting fourth, number 22, Cord Weintraub, batting fifth, number four, Henry Gates, batting sixth, number three, Graham Armstrong, batting seventh, number one, Charlie Mills, batting eighth, number six, Austin Taylor. Batting ninth, number zero, Finn Switzer. And they gave us 12. They may be batting 12. We know Washington County is batting nine. So right now in their 10th slot is number 44, Carter Canahart. 11th slot is number 17, Fields Vaughn. And the 12th slot, number eight, Bo Blackburn.
That rounds out our lineups for both teams as we're still getting ready for some baseball here. We see the umpires have made it down to the field, so they've got out here, and looks like we're going to take a little bit of infield. So at this time, we'll take a break and hear some words from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor. specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, and we're back here in Schulenburg as the teams are out on the field taking a little infield, pregame infield. We'll go over the brackets over here in this age group. And what we got here is we got four teams in the sectional tournament here. So we're in game one of the first day bracket. So we have Washington County at Western Hills is our game that we'll be doing for y'all. Immediately following this game at 8 o'clock, we have Lufkin versus the District 33 representative, which is not listed on my sheet here. And then winners of this game tonight and the winner of the 8 o'clock game will meet in a winner's bracket game tomorrow at 8. The losers will have a loser's bracket game tomorrow at 6 o'clock. This tournament is scheduled to, looks like it's scheduled to end on July the 5th with the championship game at 5 o'clock. And then if there's a second game necessary, it'd be played at 7 o'clock. So that's kind of going over the brackets here. We got four teams from this in this Section 1 tournament. Washington County, Western Hills, Lufkin, and District 33, which is usually out of the Bryan College Station area. So
And those are all names that we expect to see at this sectional tournament, Stephen. I know if, for those of you who don't know, Stephen Drain and I are boys, both are boys, played All-Stars quite a bit, and you know you see this Western Hills team, again, or Austin Northwest. You see Lufkin almost every year. And then out of College Station, typically the
typically you've either got College Station, sometimes Brian Harvey's in that group out of that group over there. I don't know what the representative from District 33 is, but they'll be here for the second game against Lufkin. So the umpires are meeting with the coaches now, so we'll take a break and send it back to the studios for word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their All-Star Tournament games.
All right, and we're back here in Schulenburg, Texas. Both pitchers are warming up down the respective field lines, and now we're going to have a public service announcement from on behalf of Little League Baseball.
Yes, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org.
And those statements couldn't be more true. I think this is about learning and teaching is what Little League is about, trying to get the kids to play together, learn the game, and play.
Yeah, I know you and I are big fans of Little League. Of course, both of our kids went through Little League the entire way. Our boys, our junior boys, won state and went to Albuquerque, which was quite an accomplishment. Of course, these 11-year-olds next year will be playing for the right to go to Williamsport, which is the big daddy, the granddaddy of them all. It's not the Rose Bowl, but we'll call it the granddaddy of them all.
That is the granddaddy of them all. So And I know when I was younger, I played Little League. I was blessed to be on some really good teams. Actually made it to the Junior League World Series in Taylor, Michigan when we were 13 years old. It's a great experience to get that far. So hopefully as these kids progress in their age groups and they move on, maybe they'll have something to look forward to also. So as the umpires finish up their meeting at home plate, we'll send it back to the studios for another break and a word from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
All right, and we're back here in Schulenburg. The umpires has finished up the coaches meeting. We're getting ready for player announcements and the national anthems. Let's talk about a little bit what it's going to take to win this game tonight, Mike.
Yeah, so in sectionals, 11-year-old baseball, these guys are, they're pitching to their, we have pitchers. It's not coach pitch. But like everything, it's field, field the ball, throw the ball, hit the ball, field the ball, throw the ball. That's all you have to do. So, at this age, you need a pitcher who throws strikes, and you need a defense that makes the plays. Everybody's going to hit the ball unless you come up against one of these pitchers who's throwing 70 miles an hour.
Right.
But everybody's going to have teams that can hit the ball. So really, for me, it's going to be about throwing strikes from your pitchers so we don't have a walk fest. And when the ball's hit, you field your position. I think if you do that, Steve, and if we can limit the walks and limit the errors, we're going to come out tonight with a victory.
I think so. I think it all comes down to pitching here. These kids are going to be on pitch counts also, so it's going to be how the coach manages
manages the game with his pitch counts. You know, is he going to let his guy go his full allotment of pitches, or is he going to pull him and hold him back for another game? Me, I'm a guy that wants to win the game at hand first, and so I'll deal with that on my pitch counts. But it's all about throwing balls, strikes, you know, making sure we get stuff over the plate.
Yeah, so the pitch count at this level is 85,
right?
So somebody can throw 85 pitches tonight. But later in the innings, you may see a guy throw 10 pitches or throw 15 so that you can keep him for tomorrow. But that first guy is going to go as long as he can go, as long as he's pitching well.
Yeah, I think so. I think you leave him in there and you try and win one game at a time and try and move your way through the tournament. You got a 4-team tournament here, so you're only going to have a day off if you win the first two games to get a pitcher back eligible. Certain amounts of days of rest are included with pitch count. So as you can hear, they're announcing the starting lineups for Washington County behind us. Washington County's in the traditional Kelly Green tops with white pants. And as we called another game earlier this year, they like the Hunter Pence socks themselves, just like we saw in the other games.
I tell you, it looks like a baseball team, Steve, and it's good. They've all got the high socks up. We've got green and black stripes on them around a white stripe. Good-looking uniforms.
Yeah, as we go through the lineups here, coaches are coming out now. They're fixing to bring out Western Hills. Western Hills is in a royal blue and with white royal blue tops with white pants and blue socks, and looks like they have the same approach with the high socks. It just doesn't have the stirrup look like Washington County does.
If I'd look at those uniforms, I'd say they're going to Austin Westlake and not Lake Travis.
That's what it looks like, Austin Westlake. If you look at their uniforms, there must be a lot from Westlake over there. Lake Travis is a little bit different color over there, and that area of Austin is pretty rich in football and baseball teams over there too. Lots of kids to choose from when it comes to sports over there. So what we're going to do is we're going to hang on with y'all a little bit. They're going to have the national anthem, and then once the national anthem's done, we'll take a break and we'll be back with the first pitch. They finish up these announcers here.
Again, the coaches for Washington County, the manager is Eric Cliggins. The coaches are Josh Schulich and John Parsons. And we certainly give them a thanks also. There's a lot of dedication to coaching.
And we're having a little technical difficulty with the national anthem.
Stephen, can you sing it if you need to?
I don't think they would want to hear that.
Well, we're now officially into uncomfortable pause for the national anthem.
Here we go.
All right, we'll send it back to the studios for one more break, and when we come back, we'll have some live action baseball for you after a word from these sponsors.
All right.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Ole!
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman & Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
For 100 years, Citizens State Bank has been rooted in the heart of our communities. From 1925 to today, we've been your trusted partner, delivering local service, local decisions, and a commitment to helping our neighbors thrive. With branches across Burleson, Washington, and Grimes County, we're proud to offer modern conveniences like online and digital banking, backed by friendly local faces. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank, member FDIC.
All right, and we're back here in Schulenburg. The umpires are finishing up and dispersing to their spots. Washington County will be the visiting team, so they'll be up to bat first. Western Hills is taking the field, so we'll have some live action here shortly for you. Our first batter up for Washington County is going to be Tucker Plagans. He'll be followed by Teague Sulek and then Brody Parsons. That's your first three batters for Washington County that'll be coming up. Pitching tonight for Western Hills is... looks like number 11, Fields Vaughn, is on the mound, right-handed pitcher. Again, this is a regular a correction on that number. I had that wrong. This is Henry Money. What a name, Groves. What a name.
Yeah, you want Money as a pitcher, right? That's a good name for a pitcher. Hank, I would think he's – they put Henry down. I think he's got to be – we're going to call him Hank tonight. He's Hank Money.
Yeah, he is pretty good size right-handed pitcher. Getting his warm-up tosses in now.
You said our leadoff batter is Tucker Plagans. He's going to be pitching for Washington County. He's going to take the bump here at the in the bottom of the first, followed by Teague Schulich, Brody Parsons, Brian Garner, and Gage Gutierrez are your first five for Washington County.
Got the umpires out there rubbing up some balls. They're getting them a little dirty. Must got some new ones out for tonight. Going to get started here as... we've got nice sunny skies that's shining right at us here at home plate.
It is. We are 91 degrees here at game time. We've got the wind blowing from first base out over the left field wall at 10 miles an hour. Not really much of a factor right now, Stephen, but we have felt gusts here that have got to be 15, 20 miles an hour.
Yeah,
but right now it's laid down a little bit, and I think as that sun gets down, we'll be okay.
Yeah, it's been pretty windy here first for us, so we'll see how we go throughout the game. Washington County's got a pretty good crowd here. We got a good crowd in the stands and a large contingent out in the parking lot.
We got the traditional Washington County left field. The people with the tall drinks are out there in left field.
Yes, they are. So, and we're going to get this started. Stepping in is Tucker Plagans, number four Tucker Plagans.
He comes out from the left side, Stephen.
Coming at him on the left-handed batter here. So pitcher's working out of the stretch and here comes our first pitch. First pitch is hit to the shortstop. Shortstop's up with it. Throws a little late at first base. Plagans beats that out for an infield single.
You know, the shortstop fielded it cleanly. It was he had to backhand it, but it was hit right at him. It was hit hard. Plagans must have some wheels because he got down to first base in a hurry.
Yes, he got down there pretty quick and was able to beat that one out. Nothing nothing that the shortstop could do other than just try and make a play, and Plagan's just a little too fast for him. So now we got Teague Sulik stepping in. He's also batting from the left side. First pitch is down low for a ball.
Catcher did a nice job for Western Hills of picking that out of the dirt to keep Plagans on first. Any ball that gets, this is a pretty big backstop. Any ball that gets by the catcher is an automatic steal.
Yeah. Pitcher's in his windup. Here's the next pitch. It's outside corner for a strike. Counts 1-1.
Fastball that tailed away from Schulich there. Caught the outside corner about belt high.
The pitcher's going to come set. He's working out of the stretch here. Comes the pitch. Just a little high. Looked like he took something off that a little bit. Tried to throw a change up there. Missed high and away.
Good eye by Schuler. Count goes to 2-1 on him.
Got a 2-1 count. Here comes our next pitch in. That pitch right down the middle. Takes that for strike two. Got a 2-2 count here. Nobody out. Runner at first base. Just getting underway here in the top half of the first. Next pitch, there's a swing foul ball down the right field side.
Hit that ball hard, drove it all the way down to the fence there on the first base side. But we know that Teague needs to protect this plate now, 2-2 count. The second strike, both of the strikes have been on the outside part of the plate. So Teague has moved up a little bit on the plate. He's ready here on a 2-2 count.
Ready on a 2-2, hit that last ball hard. Let's see if we can get some in the between the lines here and get us a first and third, and there's a hit through the right side into right field. Base hit. Plagans has hit it to third. Here's the throw. Not in time. And Teague Sulik comes into second base on the throws. So Washington County is often running here. They've got runners at second and third. Nobody out.
Good piece of hitting by Schulich. He went between the first baseman and the second baseman. Of course, the first baseman was holding Plagans on first. And again, we talked about that speed that Plagans was ahead, went all the way down to third, and Schulich caught the second on the throw.
That's going to bring up number 8, Brody Parsons, our number 3 hitter, batting from the right side. First pitch. Catches the outside corner for strike one.
I don't think that's a bad idea. It's a nice fastball, but that was a little bit outside.
Yeah, nothing too much you can do with that pitch, especially not after you want to see one there. Here comes their second pitch. Out in front a little bit, down the left field line, foul.
That was a quick bat by Parsons. He really jumped on that. That was a little high. Looked like not a curveball, I don't think, yet, but certainly high. A little bit off it, as you said. And Parsons just drove that one down the left field line.
So Parsons down on the count here, 0-2. Nobody out, runner second and third. Here's the pitch, down low, takes that for a ball, makes the count 1-2, making the pitcher work a little bit here.
That was a good pitch by Hank Money. That's a tough one to lay off of, but Parsons did a good job watching that one. 1-2 is the count.
Here comes our pitch, and there's a ground ball, third base. He's going to field it, throw over to first, and play is safe. First baseman comes off the base. Plagan scores on the play, so that makes our score 1-0 Washington County.
I'm going to go E5 on that. It was fielded cleanly. If the throw gets to the pitcher, gets to the first baseman, I think he's out at first.
I think so, too. Third baseman fielded it. Plagans was moving on contact right there, scored easily, tried to throw it across the diamond over the first, pulled the first baseman off the base just a little bit.
The coach is going down to talk to the first base umpire. He is saying his foot was off the bag. Interesting. There is no first base running base. Well, I don't know what that one's called, Stephen.
No, they don't have the extra base. I know you've seen that now, and the MLB now has that in play also. But there's not a run-through base per se that you see sometimes with the safety base. And the umpires are going to get together and talk about it here after the coach. Looked like it to us that first baseman's foot was off the base, but coach came out and they're going to confer, and umpires are having a little conversation about it.
Yeah, and I saw him tell the home plate umpire his foot was off the bag. I think he had the call, so I'd really be shocked if he overturned this.
Yeah, I would be shocked if this was overturned.
Yeah, but it's a little longer conversation than I would like to. Regardless of even if it is, we still have a runner on third. They called him out.
Oh, they reversed the call.
So that goes 5-3 as a put out for the first out. But Teague Schulich still moved over to the third, and Tucker Plagans came in to score. So we have an RBI for Brody Parsons.
Yep.
Runner on third, one out.
Pitcher is now working out of the windup. Comes our first pitch to Brian Garner.
That one was high and tight. Brian had to duck a little bit to get out of the way of that one.
Brian's back in there. Here comes our second pitch. That pitch is lined into right center field for a base hit. That's going to split the outfielders and go to the wall. One run's going to score. Garner's going to pull into second base with a double. RBI double for Brian Garner makes our score. Washington County 2, Western Hills 0.
That was a good piece of hitting. He went the other way directly over the second baseman's head. Didn't quite roll to the wall, but did get between the right fielder and the center fielder, and Garner got over to second quickly. That is an RBI for Garner.
So Washington County's come out hitting the ball. Very aggressive at the plate so far. It's going to bring up the bat for us Gage Gutierrez, number 5. Gage Gutierrez steps in from the right side. Pitcher's out of the stretch. First pitch, strike on the outside corner. Counts 0-1.
That's the best pitch we've seen from Hank Money. It was a nice fastball right down the middle. Had a little juice on it.
Here comes our second pitch in.
Yes, sir.
Going back inside a little bit. Gets a call. Takes the count 0-2. The 0-2 on Gutierrez. Runner at second base. One out. From the stretch, our next pitch is outside. Pass ball is going to come all the way back to the screen, and Garner is going to advance to third base. Going to bring our count 1-2 on Gutierrez. Runner third, one out. Looking for a fly ball here to the outfield. You know, maybe something hit to the right side, try and get another run across for Washington County.
I'd be interested also. A pitch that gets away like that, Garner may try and get home on it.
Gutierrez swings. It's a line, lazy line drive to the first baseman that's caught. Runner holds at third. That's going to be two outs on the line drive out to the first baseman.
Yeah, not a hard hit line drive. He had to go down to his knees and get it on the dirt. Picked it off just off the ground. So nice play by the first baseman for Western Hills. Gives us two outs.
Right, that'll give us two outs. That brings up number 1, Aaron Thaler. Here's our first pitch to Thaler. He squares around a bunt and bunts it foul down the third baseline.
Not really a buntable pitch there. That was above the eyes. That's a tough one to get down. I assume that Thaler's doing that with two outs and he's got some wheels.
I'm assuming that he's pretty fast. Looks fast. Thaler's also batting from the left side of the plate. So here comes our second pitch. Comes in there down the middle. Strike two. Takes the count to 0-2. 0-2 on Thaler now. Runner at third base. Two outs. Pitcher staying in the stretch. Our next pitch is on the way. Swung on by Thaler. Hits it to the shortstop. Shortstop's up. Throw is too late at first base. Thaler beats it out for an infield single with an RBI. Makes our score Washington County 3. Western Hills 0.
Yeah, just as we had talked about right before that pitch, he hit it into the hole. The shortstop's doing a nice play. He's cleaning him fieldly, but he had to field it deep, and that wasn't close. Thaler was three steps past back by the time the ball got there.
That's going to bring up number 23, Mason Wiemeyer. He steps in, batting from the right side, takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Thaler on first, two outs. Wiemeyer steps back in. Pitcher working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Just a little inside. Gets all by the catcher. Thaler takes off for second. He's going to go in standing up at second. 2-0 count now on Wiemeyer.
That ball did not get away from the catcher. He just dropped it, and that's enough for Thaler to take second.
Just dropped it, and Thaler used his speed and got down to second. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, fouled off of Wiemeyer. Going to run our count to two balls and a strike.
That's one of those you got to walk around a little bit. That went right off his ankle.
Yeah, that one came right off the ankles. Pitcher's back to the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. Outside gets by the catcher. Is going to come all the way back to the backstop, and Thaler's going to move up to third base. He's going to put a runner at third with two outs.
You got 3-1.
3-1 on Wehmeyer here. This is a hitter's pitch right here.
Again, with Baylor's speed, anything behind the catcher, he's coming home, and I don't know if they're going to get him.
No, and I don't think it has to get by too far for him to make it here.
He just needs a rumor of a drop ball to start running.
Next pitch is up high and ball four, so Wehmeyer's going to draw a base on balls. He's going to put runners at first and third with two out and bring up Hudson Eckert, number 42, Hudson Eckert up to bat.
He's our right fielder. He's the eighth batter in the Washington County lineup. Coach for Western Hills is calling time, Stephen.
Yeah. Yeah, the coach from Western Hills is going to come out. They're going to have a little conversation on the mound here.
And Western Hills is you know fielding the ball fine. They're just you know that shortstop's got to move in. He can't be playing him from that deep in the hole.
No, he just needs to come in and field the ball on the move a little bit. Come in. The Washington County runners are fairly fast getting down the first baseline, and just plain beating them out. So.
You know, Stephen, we do have Mike Brandon to our right, the grandfather of Knox Brandon. So, you know, if on the live mic we catch him swearing, you guys just call in to KWHI and we'll move him further away.
All right, and our mound conference is over with. Eckert's going to step back in. Second baseman's catcher's going to step out and make a call with first and third here.
So with first and third with two outs, you'll see the pickle a lot here. Do you think we send Wehmeyer there halfway and see if we can get a run down, another run in?
It's very possible here. First pitch comes in, hits the outside corner, strike one.
Wehmeyer did not take two steps off of first base, so I'm not sure we're going to do anything there.
No, he looked like he was staying there, and he is second pitch in, same spot, hits that outside corner. Eckert watching as it go by. 0-2 now, and Eckert is going to have to protect here a little bit. Runners first and third, two outs. Eckert swings and fouls one down the right field line.
Hudson was a little late on that one, went over the first base dugout. But as you said, it's 0-2. He's got to protect. He's got to widen that strike zone and jump on one. I like just getting one in play here.
Yeah, just put a ball in play. Here comes our next pitch in there. It's right up there. Hit right back to the pitcher. Pitcher's up with it. Tosses over the first. That'll be the third out in the inning. But for Washington County, they have four hits on no errors and score three runs. Our score at the end of the top of the first is Washington County 3. Western Hills be coming to bat. Now word from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Thielemann Construction and Steg and Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Steg and Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, and we're back here in Schulenburg as Plagans is on the mound for Washington County, warming it up here. We're getting ready to get back to action here. I'll get Groves to go around the infield. We'll try and get you all these position players and where they're at real quick while we're getting set here.
Right, so we've got Tucker Plagans on the mound, and his partner behind the plate is number 8, Brody Parsons. First baseman is Brian Garner. The third baseman is Gage Gutierrez. Shortstop, Aaron Thaler. I don't have 6, so is that Kel Conkey at second?
Let's look here. I believe that's
Yeah, and then left field we got Teague Schulich.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the right fielder, Hudson Eckert.
And center field, Knox Brannon in center field.
So we got Knox Brannon in center. So they're not in the batting lineup, but they're in the fielding lineup. Knox Brannon is a center fielder, and Mason Kalkaki at second base.
All right, here we go. As the first batter for Western Hills steps in, number two, Beckett Baird, and the first pitch from Plagans. Up just a little bit high for a ball. Plagans, a tall left-handed pitcher. Baird steps out, gets a sign from the coach. Comes the pitch from Plagans. And that pitch hits him. It took one in the thigh there and takes a walk down the first base. He'll shake it off a little bit down there. Give him a little time. So Baird with a hit by pitch will be at first base. That's going to bring up for Western Hills number 23, Charlie DeFrank. His umpires get set back here. Looks like we're ready to go. Looks like Baird's okay down there at first.
Tucker Plagans has a little more speed on his fastball than Hank Money.
Comes the first pitch in there to DeFrank, and it's strike one. Plagans gets a hit right here. 0-1 count. Runner at first base. Nobody out. DeFrank steps out. Gets a sign from coach. Plagans working out of the stretch here. Comes our next pitch. Hit right back up the middle. That's off of Plagans' leg. Fielded at third base. The throw is not in time. It's overthrown at third. We're going to have Baird is at third base.
And Plagans has not gotten up.
And Plagans has not gotten up from that hard hit ball up the middle. We're going to have a timeout here as they check on Plagans on the mound. That ball was hit pretty hard right up the middle. Looks like it hit him somewhere in the lower leg.
Yeah, right on. It looks like his right ankle. He's favoring his right ankle. He is up now. Of course, his dad's out there with him. He's walking it off now. He's 11 years old. It's little league. I think he's playing.
Yeah, I think he's going to shake this off and get back in there.
As an announcer, I don't think it's appropriate for us to yell, rub some dirt on it.
No. I would have heard that a long time ago, you know, and I probably would have told my own kids that. But as we go through here, Plagans is shaking it off. Looks like he's going to stay in the game there.
He's put his glove back on. He's taking the ball from the umpire. They'll probably let him throw a couple more pitches, make sure he's okay. He's fine.
Yeah, it looks like he's okay. He's throwing it in there with a little more authority there. So
that single by Charlie DeFrank moved Beckett Baird over to third on the overthrow to first. DeFrank went down to second. So for Western Hills, there's runners on second and third with nobody out.
Yeah, so we'll have stepping in is going to be Henry Money, number 11, our pitcher,
Hank Money, Stephen.
Yeah. There comes Plagans. He's working out of the windup this time. First pitch is in there. Strike one right down the middle. Plagans looks just fine after being hit by that ball up the middle.
That's a really good comeback pitch. Fastball right down the middle to Money.
Yeah, he just reared back and threw that one right down the middle. And Plagans comes from the windup again. Here's our second pitch. Just a little high. Good stop there by Parsons. Keeps the runner at third. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. Just underway in the bottom half of the first inning here. Washington County up 3-0 currently. Plagans with the next pitch. Inside just a little bit. Runs a count 2-1.
Plagans wipes the sweat off his throwing hand, ready to go.
Here comes our next pitch. Looked pretty good there. Must have been down just a little bit. It's going to run the count 3-1.
With first base open, I don't think I hate that.
No, not really, because Money is a pretty large, tall kid and probably got a pretty good stick on him. Next pitch is in there. It's hit. Going to get by the third baseman into left field. Left fielder's up with it. Throw comes home. One run's going to score. They'll have runners at first and third. Nobody out. Nice single there by Henry Money into left field. Good play by the left fielder out there to come up with the ball and get it back in.
Yeah, that was a hard hit ground ball right through the hole. As you said, a left fielder Teague Schulich got it up, got it to home.
Here's our next pitch. It's fielded by Plagans. He's going to field it, knock it down. Going to go to first. Only play he had. Runner's going to score from third, and Money will advance to second. So the second run comes across for Western Hills. Nice play there by Plagans. Had the dive a little bit back to the shortstop side. Thought he might come home with a play there, but made the smart move and get the out at first base there.
So we have a runner on second with one out. The score is now Washington County 3, Western Hills 2. Still in the bottom of the first.
Here's the next pitch in there. Catches the outside corner for strike one.
That might have been the first curveball we've seen or attempted a curveball.
I think so. Up to bat is Henry Gerdes, number four Henry Gerdes up to bat for Western Hills. Second pitch coming in. Right down the middle. Oh, umpire left that one go a little bit. Must have been up a little bit.
Nice pop on that fastball by Plagans.
Makes a count 1-1. Runner at second base. Here comes a pitch from Plagans. That pitch is just a little bit outside. Runs count 2-1. Plagans takes a little stroll around the mound. Takes a deep breath. Steps back on the rubber. Here we come with the next pitch. That ball's up high. Good play there by Parsons at catcher to keep that from going to the backstop.
He had the leap for that one. An excellent play by the catcher for Washington County. Moves the count to 3-1.
3-1 and keeps that runner at second base. Here comes Plagans with the next pitch. He's going to bring it in there. It's going to be a little high. It's going to be ball four. Gerdes will take his base on a walk. Going to put runners at first and second for number three, Graham Armstrong. And he's going to go have a little conversation with his coach before he steps into the box. Parsons goes out and has a little word with Plagans on the mound.
Armstrong's the smallest kid we've seen so far in the first inning.
Yes, I would imagine maybe we might see a bunt here. Talking to the coach down there, they might have some type of play on here. So here's Plagans with the next pitch. Brings it in there.
Ooh.
Pitch looks pretty good. Called ball by the umpire, though. We don't have an opinion in those. So
We don't. We're a little bit of an angle here. From our angle, it was in the inside half. But, again, we're not the umpires.
Yeah. Second pitch by Plagans is going to be down in the dirt. This one's going to get by Parsons. It's going to advance both runners up. So we have runners at second and third. One out in the inning. Plagan's got a little work to do now. Armstrong with a 2-0 count. Getting the sign from the coach. Plagan's is ready. Comes from the windup. Next pitch. Right down the middle. Strike one. Make the count 2-1 on Armstrong. Washington County's still holding a 3-2 lead here. Western Hills is threatening. Runner second and third. One out.
Gutierrez is on the grass at third.
Comes our next pitch by Plagans. Down just a little bit. Nice stop by Parsons again. Keeps the ball in front of him. Runner's hole.
That pitch is real close for Plagans. I think he can get that, just started a little bit more over the middle. That's going to be a nice pitch. It's just a little bit inside. Garner's playing back at first. Runner's on second and third.
Comes to 3-1. Up high, it's going to be ball four. Armstrong will take his base. That's going to load up the bases for Western Hills. Brings up to bat Charlie Mills.
Bases are loaded for Western Hills. One out, scores 3-2. Washington County leading Western Hills. Just one out. Bases are loaded for the team out of Austin.
Here comes our first pitch. Pitch just a little bit outside. Ball one.
Plagans looks a little bit frustrated right now. He's not throwing a lot of strikes.
He's kind of trying to move things back outside, inside, but missing just a little too far with those pitches. Comes our next pitch. Takes a little something off. Throws it right down the middle. Strike one. Runs the count 1-1. Bases loaded. One out. Plagans trying to work out of a jam here in the bottom half of the first. Working from the stretch. Here comes our next pitch. Going to leave that one up a little high. Run the count 2-1.
2-1 is certainly an advantage to the hitter in this one, Charlie Mills. Bases loaded, one out. Need to start throwing strikes.
Let's see if Plagans can settle down here. Working out of the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. right across the middle for a strike. Run the count 2-2. Strikeout would be huge here, Michael.
It would. And a very, very tentative half swing from Charlie Mills for Western Hills. I think we just need a fastball down the middle and see what happens. Let him hit it if he hits it.
Yeah, I think just throw a fastball down or up or something. I think he's going to swing out of here.
Yeah, Mills is not excited about this at bat. I think we got advantage Plagans here. Throw one right down the middle. Let's see what he can do.
Plagans comes set. Comes the pitch.
That's a good pitch.
Pitch right on the inside corner. Called strike three by the umpire. Huge strikeout for Plagans there. Bases still loaded. Two outs. I'm going to bring up Austin Taylor for Western Hills, and we're going to have a courtesy runner for the pitcher.
Tank Money.
It's going to be number...
I've got that as one. I got the guy who just struck out, Charlie Mills.
I do too.
Yeah, so he's the courtesy
runner.
So
he's the courtesy runner. So Mills in the courtesy run at third base. Bases loaded, two outs. Plagans come set. Pitch is just a little inside to Austin Taylor.
Big position here for Washington County in the bottom of the first. It's early in the game. It's going to be a long game, but to get out of the first with the lead would be a huge relief.
Plagans with the pitch.
That's a nice pitch.
Puts it right there on the outside corner. Runs a count 1-1.
Austin Taylor is batting eighth for Western Hills.
It's a big moment for Washington County here. See if the Plagans can work out of a little trouble here in the first. Comes the next pitch in there. Here's a little tapper.
Tag him.
Going to stay fair. Plagans attempts to tag. Mills coming home. A ball falls out. Western Hills is going to score on a slow roller down the third baseline, going to tie the score up 3-3. So Taylor takes first base on that. Base is still loaded, two outs. Going to bring up Finn Switzer. It's the ninth batter to bat in the inning. Plagans come set. First pitch, fastball, strike one.
Plagans had enough time to field that. He just went down and came up without the ball, tagged him without the ball, and then the runner scored.
Yeah. Just made it by him. They were almost bang-bang at when they got there at the same time. Just left the ball behind him. Tying run scores. Here's Plagans with the next pitch. Had pitches in there for strike two. Plagans quickly ahead on Switzer, 0-2.
Umpire has enlarged that strike zone just a little bit here in the first inning.
Yeah, I think he's made it a little bit bigger now. It was a little tight when we started, and he's expanded just a little bit. Here comes the 0-2 to Switzer. That pitch is swung on.
That hits
the runner. Hits the runner going to second base. So runner will be out. So that's going to end the inning for Washington County as Western Hills scores three runs. And after one complete, we're tied 3-3, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
All right, as we come back here to Schulenburg, we're ready to start action in the top of the second inning. Lane Dreyer steps in for Washington County. Got a ball loose on the field we got to grab real quick. Looks like Western Hills is warming up another pitcher down the left field line there. So Henry Hank Money is still on the mound for Western Hills.
We do have a score in the sectionals for the girls in the bottom of the second. Washington County girls are up on Smithfield 2-0. And I believe that's a best of three, Stephen.
That is a best of three in Elgin. They only had two teams show up in sectionals over there, so they're playing a best-of-three tournament. So whoever wins that tournament over there will be headed to the state tournament in New Braunfels, I believe, is where a state tournament is this year.
So that holdup was the Western Hills needed to get a player down there to protect the guy warming up.
And Dreyer steps back in. He'll take ball one on the first pitch from Henry Money. Dreyer's a right-handed batter. Stands back in the box. Money comes set on the mound. Next pitch. It'll be strike one right down the middle.
Now, Dreyer, is that Ken, Stephen?
That is actually Ken to me. So we'll give a shout-out to the family out there tonight. Here comes the next pitch to Lane. He's going to take that for ball two outside. Hopefully all the families listening back home on KWHI. Some of them are here, I see, in the stands watching. So.
Well, hopefully they're listening in the stands also.
Yeah. Next pitch to Dreyer is going to be in there for strike two. He's going to run the count to 2-2.
Dreyer's have a long, proud history in Washington County baseball, don't they?
Yes, they do. Here comes the next pitch for Money. That's going to be in the dirt. Ball three, going to run the count full. So Dreyer's worth the count full here.
Not a big batter. Pretty far away from that plate. He's going to have to protect again.
And yeah, ball tight. Four up high. So Dreyer's going to lead off the inning with a walk. He'll be on first base with nobody out. That's going to bring up number six, Mason Calcocky. Have a little conversation between Washington County's manager and the umpire. And now we're going to have a timeout. We're going to have a coach visit.
So Calcocky will be the 10th batter for Washington County. I thought we were just batting nine, but it looks like we may be batting through.
Looks like we might be batting through the way it looks. So. And we're going to have a pitching change, so we'll send it back to the studio for a few words from our sponsors. Well, looks like we're going to stay here. So at this time, we'll do a public service announcement from Little League International. Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And, Michael, I don't know if you remember from our days back at the state tournament, but if you ever were able to witness the Challenger Division that Little League offers, it's a very unique experience to watch kids of all ages with mental disabilities get out there that still love the game of baseball, but they have special events for them and they do different things. I think that's one of the things that Little League does do correctly and makes everything worthwhile when you see stuff like that.
Yeah, for us that was in Tyler. We'd go to that state tournament and those were just fun times. You watch the kids, the families, the brothers, the sisters. Everybody's just so happy to be there. And you got to give credit to Little League for giving them that opportunity. So it looks like our pitcher for Western Hills is zero, Finn Switzer.
Looks like Finn Switzer is going to come in for Henry Money. We'll see if we can get pitch counts for you from the scorekeeper over here that's doing the score for us. Switcher's warming up on the mound now. We're going to get back to play here now the way it looks, and Dreyer's going to be on first base with a leadoff walk. Number six, Mason Calcock, he's going to be our batter, facing a new pitcher for the first time. Another right-handed pitcher from Western Hills. And here we go, first pitch. It's going to be down low just a little bit for ball one. 1-0 to Calcock. Dreyer at first. Nobody out here in the top half of the second. Next pitch is hit into right field. Right fielder coming in. Can he make the play? It's going to get by him. Dreyer's on his way to second. He's going to round second and go to third. Calcock, he's going to pull up to... Now we had Dreyer caught in a rundown as the throw came in. Throw comes in to the third baseman, and they'll tag Dreyer out. Trying to go from second to third. Calcock, he pulls in the second.
Yeah, so Dreyer did not get a good jump on that. He was waiting to see if the right fielder was going to get the ball. Actually took a step back to first when he threw it. Ball got behind it. Calcock almost caught up with him, and then he was just dead money there between second and third.
Yeah, had nowhere to go when he tried to go back with Calcock being in second already. So our next batter that steps in is going to be Cohen Tompkins. Tompkins takes the first pitch in there for ball one. So now we got one out. Calcock on second base. Comes our pitch. Down low. 2-0 to Tompkins. Wears a football uniform on his jersey, number 55. Comes the next pitch in. Pitch just a bit inside and low. 3-0 on Tompkins.
With all that base running in the at-bat, that was a fly ball into right field that landed in front of the right fielder, got underneath his glove and rolled. It looks like Tompkins has been hit by the pitch and will go down to first.
Yeah, Tompkins going to make it to first base. And we're going to have a...
We have something with Knox Brannon has gone. He is the next batter in his left knee. He is holding his left knee. He was not at the plate. He was still in the on-deck circle. So I'm not really sure what's going on there.
Yeah, not sure what happened over there. Didn't see a ball or anything go that way. I don't know if maybe the bat, when the runner went down the first, maybe the bat caught him.
Seems to be walking it off now.
Yeah, not sure what occurred over there, but Knox is shaking it off there. It looks like he's going to come up here and bat.
Knox wears number 16, just like his dad did for the Brenham Cubs. Knox's mother is celebrating her birthday today.
Well, we should wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. She's 29. This is 11-year-old baseball, so you do the math.
Yes.
Looks like Blake married a much younger woman.
Here we go with Knox. He's swinging away at the first pitch. He's going to foul it off down the first base side.
Good swing by Brox there, by Knox Brannon.
So one out in the inning. Runners first and second.
I think you're right. He must have hit himself on the knee in the on-deck circle
I think that's what happened. Something with the bat over there. Comes our next pitch in, the 0-1. Taken inside for ball one. Run the count 1-1.
It certainly looked serious when he was down.
Yeah, I was kind of concerned there because he was down for a little while over there holding his knee, and you don't like seeing knee injuries even with younger age kids. Next pitch, Knox is swinging. Fouls that one off to the left side. He's going to run the count to 1-2 on Brannon.
Score is 3-3 here in the top of the second, Washington County and Western Hills.
Switcher steps off. Get the rosin bag out a little bit. Back on the rubber, we're ready for play. Brannon in there. Comes the pitch.
Good pitch.
That pitch right down the middle, taking strike three. It's going to be two outs in the inning. going to bring us back up to the top of the lineup, Tucker Plagans.
Like to see Tucker help his own cause here with two outs, four tied 3-3. Runners on first and second.
Here's the pitch, swinging. Bouncing ball, second baseman is up, fields it. Throws on the first for the third out. So we are through 1.5 innings of play with our score tied 3-3. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank. Serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
All right, we're back in Schulenburg here with our score tied 3-3 as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Tucker Plagans is still on the mound for Washington County. Had a little bit of a rough first inning, had some control issues, settled down at the end, was able to get some big outs with runners on base to limit the damage. So our first batter is going to be Kanahati.
We're going with Carter Kanahati. We're going with.
Yeah, Carter Kanahati. I'm sure we're not saying that name right. First pitch is up a little bit for ball one. Plagan's working out of the windup here. Throwing to the right-handed batter. Going to leave that one just a little bit outside. 2-0.
Talked a little bit about the end of the last inning. Finn Switzer hit a shot in the gap between first and second, but it picked Austin Taylor off the ankle. And that's where the third out. That certainly was not going to be fielded by Washington County, but it did hit. It did hit Austin Taylor there in the ankle for the third out, and Washington County's glad for that.
Right. Yeah, got a good break in that last inning. Plagans has come back, stone a strike. Now we're 2-1. Next pitch is in there, swinging foul ball down the first base side. First baseman giving it a run just out of his reach.
Number 9-9, big Brian Garner taking chase after that. Good jump, but just couldn't quite get to it. Brings the count to 2-2.
We're 2-2.
Here on Kanahati.
Kanahati. I'm sure when they see our names from our town, they're probably like, how do you say these names, too?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You knew if we were playing Twin Cities here in Schulenburg, we'd know all those German names.
Yes, we would. Plagan's pitch just misses there on the outside corner. Going to run the count full. Kanahati, the leadoff batter for Western Hills in the bottom of the second. Comes the pitch. Going to be inside. Going to be ball four. So Western Hills with the first base runner of the inning. It's going to bring up Fields Bond for Western Hills. Fields is a left-handed batter. He's going to step in against the left-handed pitcher. Comes the first pitch. He's squaring around the bunt. He's going to take that down the middle for strike one. Counts 0-1. Runner on first. Nobody out. Score tied 3-3.
So Schulich for Washington County butted that one that was way too high. Vaughn here for Western Hills won right down the middle and decided to pull back on it.
Yeah, he decided to pull back on a pretty good pitch there. Comes the 0-1. That pitch is right down the middle also. Taken 0-2. Plagan's way ahead here.
So he did not even pull back, did not attempt a bunt, did not pull back. So that first one was just a fake to keep Washington County honest. Counts now 0-2, runner on first in a tie game here in the bottom of the second.
0-2 pitch from Plagans.
Another good one.
Another good pitch.
Another good one.
Called strike three on the inside corner. Three pitches, one out. That's going to bring up for Western Hills, Bo Blackbird.
Great piece of pitching. You got lefty on lefty. That's always a little trouble to keep that inside, but Plagans did a great job. Three on the inside corner. Fastball, fastball, fastball. Sit down.
First pitch to Blackbird is outside for ball one. Another nice stop by Parsons there. Parsons doing a good job behind the plate, keeping a lot of stuff in front of him. As the wind picks up a little bit here in Schulenburg, Plagans comes with his second pitch. Pitch just a little inside.
Blackbird is the 12th and final batter in the Western Hills lineup, and then we go back to the top with Beckett Baird.
Plagans back on the rubber. Comes the pitch. That pitch right down the middle, strike one. Makes the count 2-1. Runner at first base. We got one out. Tie game, bottom of the second inning. Batter's back in the box. Here comes Plagans with the next pitch. Pitch down just a little low. Parsons with another good stop back there.
That runs the count to 3-1, Steven. We've got to see a pitch across the plate here.
Yeah, I think
you just
put it in. Coach Plagans is going to come out and talk to the pitcher here and have a little conference on the mound. Just having a little trouble consistently throwing strikes. Gets a couple of them in there and then been missing outside a little low. Nobody that we know of warming up for Washington County yet.
Yeah, it's been we don't have a lot of walks. We had one at the beginning of this inning, none in the first inning. So it's not a really control issue for Tucker. Western Hills are patient, especially for 11-year-olds, are patient at the plate. That first inning, I counted three counts that went to three balls. So we certainly... His pitch count's getting up, and we need to see some strikes.
The Blackbird steps back in there. He's got a 3-1 count. Comes Plagans with the delivery. Going to leave that one up high, be ball four. Going to put runners at first and second. One out. It's going to take Western Hills back to the top of the lineup. Beckett Beard steps in. He was hit by a pitch his first time, I believe.
Yeah, hit by a pitch and scored.
So Beard steps in from the right side. One out, runners first and second. Plagans with the sign. Comes the delivery. Pitches down the middle, strike one. Plagans starts out ahead this time, 0-1 count. Baird's looking for a sign from his coach. Plagans is ready. Comes a pitch. Pitch is hit to the second baseman. Second baseman is going to tag the runner going to second
play.
And throw it to first for a double play. So a double play, four unassisted, 4-3 on the double play. So that's going to make it three outs in the inning with no run scored. It's going to keep our score tied 3-3, and we'll go back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
For a century, Citizens State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbors and your trusted partners. Since 1925, we've made it our mission to support our communities with personalized service, local decisions, and the tools you need to succeed. Whether you're visiting one of our branches in Burleson, Washington, or Grimes County, or banking online at csbtx.bank, you'll always find the hometown service you can count on. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Member FDIC.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North,
or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnaminiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Welcome back to Schulenburg on a nice, clear, sunny evening here.
We've got Finn Switzer remains on the mound for Western Hills. He certainly doesn't have the control that Hank Money did. Speed looks about the same. It's a lanky throw, though. It's not just coming straight at you. It's coming from all elbows and knees at you.
Yeah, he's throwing from a different lot of directions at you. Just a totally different type of pitcher than the first one. So as we lead it off here in the for Washington County in the top half of the third inning, it's going to be Teague Sulek. He had a single his first time up, scored a run. So let's see if T can get us something started here in the top half of the third.
Teague in the first inning, ground ball through the infield between the first and second baseman, hard hit ball, righty on lefty.
Here we go with the first pitch from, and that ball is hit toward the second baseman. He's going to reach down, field it, high throw, hung on by the third baseman, correction, first baseman for out number one. Nice play there by the first baseman to hang on to that. Second baseman, a little bit of a high throw, but they were able to get Sulek at first base. So that's going to bring up for us Brody Parsons, the catcher.
In the first inning, we thought there was an error on the first baseman. We had it as an E5, and the umpires conferred and said he was safe. So it was a 5-3 put out on Parsons in the first inning. Sulek swung at that first pitch, hit it almost exactly where he hit it in the
almost
first.
Almost in
but
the
this
same
time,
spot. Yeah. The first pitch to Parsons is in the dirt, down low for ball one. Second pitch coming in. Going to be right down the middle for strike one. Parsons shaking his head like, I should have swung at that one.
I hope that's why he's shaking his head, because that was right down Broadway.
There, Switzer's ready. Comes a pitch to Parsons. Swinging that time out in front just a little bit. Fouls it off. Run the count to one and two.
It's a good swing by Brody Parsons there. He has had an incredible game behind the plate so far. He's a heck of a defensive catcher.
Uniform's all dirty already. You can tell he's a ball player. Comes the next pitch.
I think it hit him.
That inside did not hit him, umpire says. So.
So they're moving the pitchers for Washington County further down the line.
Moving the pitchers a little further down the line for Washington County. That's warming up.
Stephen Drain and I were given waters by Mike Brannon. That's a Brannon Industrial Group for all your recycling and garbage needs.
Here comes the next pitch from Switzer. Strung on by Parsons. Dropped by the catcher. Have to throw it to first, and the throw is going to go out in the right field. So Parsons is going to beat that drop third strike out to first base. So he's going to be safe on an error by the catcher.
What a smart play by Parsons. I don't know if it's intentional, but that ball was in the dirt inside. It was going to be hard to feel. He took a swipe at it and then just took off.
Took a swipe at it, took off running, was in the dirt. Didn't get too far away from the catcher, but the catcher's throw goes out into right field. So Parsons is going to be at first base. That's going to bring up to bat number 99, Brian Garner. He's going to swing at a pitch in the dirt on the first pitch. Looks like Switzer's throwing a little bit of a curveball, changeup, something off speed there. He's got him out in front on the last two pitches. Comes the next pitch from Switzer. Foul ball. Foul back to the screen. Run the count 0-2.
That certainly was a better swing there by Garner. He swung hard. That one was up in the strike zone, a pitch he could drive. Just got underneath it a little bit.
Counts 0-2, runner first base, one out. Switzer with the pitch. takes something off of it, drops it in there for called third strike. So Garner will be down on strikes. Be the second out of the inning. Going to bring up to bat number five, Gage Gutierrez.
That was a pitch that looked like it was high the entire time until it wasn't.
Tell
it dropped down in the strike zone. We have a pinch runner.
Got a pinch runner. Looks like Brian Garner is going to run for the catcher, Brody Parsons, over at first base. First pitch to Gutierrez. It's going to be called a strike, but it's going to get back to the backstop, and Garner's going to advance to second base.
Gutierrez in the first inning hit that line drive to the first baseman that he caught at his shoot tops for the second out of the first inning. Count quickly goes 0-1 on Gutierrez.
Pitch is in the dirt again, and Garner's going to move up to third base. So two straight pitches back to the backstop. Going to put a runner on third for Washington County. 1-1 count on Gutierrez. We're all tied up in the top of the third, 3-3. Switcher's back on the mound. Digging in the glove a little bit. Comes the next pitch. Going to leave that one a little high. Ball two.
Right now we've learned to wait for the signal from the umpire.
We have to wait just a little bit.
Because the pitch was close. I'm glad it was a ball.
The 2-1 delivery is going to be inside and hit Gutierrez. Gutierrez is going to trot down to first base. And put runners at first and third. Two outs in the inning is going to bring up Aaron Thaler. Thaler had a little infield single in the first inning.
And then stole two bases.
I think here Thaler just put some contacts awfully somewhere. He's going to easily beat out the throw to first base.
He might be able to pass Gutierrez before he gets a second.
That's very possible. Thaler swings from the left side. Switzer's working out of the windup. First pitch to Thaler. Taking ball. Ball one up high. One ball, no strike count. Runners first and third. Two outs. Switzer's back on the mound. Comes the delivery. It's going to be down low. Ball in the dirt. Gutierrez is halfway. Trying to draw the throw to second base, and he'll go back to first as the switcher for Western Hills feels the ball and looks the runner back to third.
Yeah, he was having none of that. He wasn't getting in the pickle. Gutierrez only went halfway and went back. He probably could have gone on to second.
Yeah. Here's a pitch from Switzer. Thaler's going to hit a base hit in the left field. One run's going to score. Gutierrez advances to second base. So Thaler with a line drive single in the left field. Going to give Washington County the go-ahead run.
That was hit. That was a line drive at the left fielder caught on one hop. Garner scored for running for Brody Parsons, scored easily for third. But the ball was hit so hard that Gutierrez stopped at second. So we have two outs, runners on first and second, as Washington County takes the lead 4-3 over Western Hills here in the top of the third.
That's going to bring up Mason Wiemeyer. Wiemeyer drew a walk his first time up. Comes the pitch from Switzer. It's going to come all the way back to the backstop. Both runners will advance. Runners at second and third. Two outs in the inning. Washington County just took the lead on a single by Aaron Thaler. Thaler's at second base. Gutierrez at third. Wiemeyer steps back in. One ball, no strike count. Switzer with the pitch. Going to be low and inside. Ball two. Seems like that run may have rattled Switzer a little bit. His control is not quite as on here with Wiemeyer.
Yeah, we can even see that in his warm-ups. He lacks a little bit of the confidence that Hank Money had, the first pitcher for Western Hills.
Switzer with the 2-0, puts one on the outside corner for strike one. Run the count 2-1.
Wiemeyer wearing number 23, that ubiquitous number that is in all sports now.
That timeout for the catcher needs to tie a shoelace here.
Coaches' jobs are never over. You got to tie shoes.
No, never over. Tie shoes.
Keep track of helmets and gloves. Whose hat is this? It never ends if you're a coach in Little League.
All right, as we get set back here, ready for play. Wiemeyer steps back in. Blackbird's on the mound. We're ready to go. Comes a 2-1 pitch. Up high, ball three.
That was a good eye by Wehmeyer. He gave it a thought, but that was probably certainly eye high, not letter high. Good to lay off of that. Count goes to 3-1.
Here's a 3-1 pitch. That pitch is going to be down. Look down low to us, but umpire's going to say strike two on that one. Not real sure that he could have hit that one off the shoe tops there, but
he did not. But he did have to take the walk of shame back from halfway down first to the batter's box. No.
So we're going to go a full count here, two outs. Here's the pitch to Wehmeyer, and that's going to be ball four. So we just delayed the walk by one pitch there, and Wehmeyer's going to make it to first base.
He took off on that one early. I would have waited a little bit, Steven, before running on that one.
I might have hesitated because it was down low just like the other one was. And, and the umpire lifted up his right arm, but he was pointing to first base this time instead of calling a strike.
When he lifted, I thought he was ringing him up.
Yeah. So coach is going to come out and have a little conversation with the pitcher from Western Hills.
Big spot here for number 42, Hudson Eckert for Washington County. Bases loaded, two outs, 4-3. Washington County leads Western Hills here in the top of the third. This is a big at-bat, Stephen.
This is a huge at-bat right here. You got a chance to score some more runs here. Bases loaded. Thaler's at second, so you're pretty sure he's going to score on anything into the outfield. First pitch is swung on by Eckert, foul back to the screen. Had a pretty good hack at that one.
He was on it. It went straight back into the netting. We know what that means. He's just a little bit underneath, and his timing is great. So let's drive one. Eckert, let's drive it.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Pitch is up high. Tried to drop that in there again like he did on the other batters. Left that one up high.
Washington County's going to need to be looking for that because Hudson was cringing from the get-go because it looked like it was coming at him and did manage to dip a little bit but stayed high in the strike zone.
Right. Comes the 1-1. That's going to be in the dirt. Here comes the runner for third. Gutierrez trying to score, and he'll score easily. Both runners advance to second and third. So run number five comes across for Washington County on the pass ball.
And that moves Thaler over to third and Wehmeyer over to second. Two out score. Your new score is Washington County 5, Western Hills 3.
Going to run the count on Eckert to 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. High fastball, Eckert swinging at it, fouls it back to the screen again. He's going to run the count 2-2. Got a 2-2 count here, two outs. Top of the third, Washington County up 5-3. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That's going to be just a little outside that the umpire is going to call strike three. Not a fan of the Washington County fans, but the umpire calls it strike three. So that'll end the top of the third with Washington County a hit 5-3. And now we'll send it back for a word from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their All-Star Tournament games.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Here,
All All right, and we're back here in Schulenburg with a pitch and change, and we're trying to get all the defensive changes for you. So number six, Mason Calcock, he's going to come on in relief of Tucker Plagans. Looks like we've got...
I've got Teague Schulich at second base.
Looks like Teague Schulich's on the second base, and that might be all the changes we have defensively at this time. So as we get ready to set here, Calcock, he's fixing to throw his first pitch. Up to bat for Western Hills is going to be Charlie DeFrank. DeFrank, in the his first at bat, had a single, scored a run. That's number two batter in Western Hills lineup. Looks like Western Hills has some pitching warm-up action going on down the left field line. Here comes the first pitch from Calcock. Pitch is thrown in there just a bit outside. Calcock, right-handed pitcher. DeFrank, right-handed batter. Comes the second pitch from Calcock. Swung on. Hit just foul down the first baseline. Foul by a couple inches there. Just foul.
So we've seen two pitches from Calcock, so both those are right in the strike zone.
Right in the strike zone right there. Counts one and one. Comes pitch from Calcock. That's going to be a little outside. Take count two and one. Washington County up 5-3 here as we start the bottom of the third inning. Calcock comes set. In the dirt, back to the backstop here. Run the count 3-1.
Well, those last two pitches were outside in the left, about halfway in the left-handed batter's box.
It looks like he's just holding on to the ball a little too long in his release point. Comes the next pitch from Calcock. That's going to be swung on and hit up the middle for a base hit in the center field. Center field's up with it, throws it in the second base. So a leadoff single for Western Hills. Going to bring up their number three batter, Henry Money.
Henry Money in the first inning hit a ground ball hard between the shortstop and the third baseman. Later came around to score. Had two RBIs on that single in the first.
So nobody out, runner on first. Calcock with the delivery. Leaves it a little up high. Runner takes off for second. Throw is going to be right on the money, and he's going to retreat back to first base. Probably just feeling him out, making sure the catcher was paying attention, because I don't think he would have not even been close to being safe at second base.
I think the coach is going to tell him, though, to run at that batter next time, because he had him in a rundown if he chose.
There's a swing by Henry Money. First baseman giving chase. Going to be just out of his reach down the first baseline. Runs the count 1-1.
That was certainly interesting by DeFrank. He was halfway to second.
He was halfway to second.
Yeah. So we can somehow get it at him, get him in a rundown again. I'd like to see that. Some good defense by Washington County.
Calcock with the pitch. There's a swing. Hit out to left field. Left fielder's going to make an incredible catch out in left field. Ran that ball down in the gap. Makes a diving play in left field for out number one. DeFrank moves back to first base. Great play out there, Michael, by the left fielder.
I had that at 16. That's Knox Brannon, was your left fielder. Got on his horse, headed to center field, had to dive for that ball, made a diving catch. Knox Brannon with that catch. Western Hills coach talking to the next batter, number 22, Cord Weintraub. Again, just an outstanding play by Brannon in left field.
Unbelievable play. That one, if it gets by him, it's all the way to the fence. The ball was hit fairly hard. That's going to bring up Cord Winthorpe. He had a fielder's choice his first time up. First pitch by Calcock. He's a little low and outside. Another nice play by Parsons back here, keeping everything in front of him.
Had to backhand that one on one hop. Excellent play by Parsons behind the plate.
Calcock comes set. 1-0 pitch. Swung on. Evens the count up at 1-1. Big swing there by Winthrop.
Weintraub.
Winthorpe, Weintraub. I'm getting these names all messed up.
Nobody from Western Hills is listening to us now, Stephen. We can call them anything we want.
So Calcock can come set here with 1-1 delivery. It's going to be in the dirt. Parsons tries to block it. This one's going to get by him. It's going to advance to Frank to second base.
That is not on Parsons. That hit 6 or 7 feet before home plate, and with the spin on it, just careened off of Parsons and allowed Charlie DeFrank to get to second on a pass ball.
So DeFrank pulls up into second base, one out. The delivery, it's a pop-up on the infield. Taylor's calling for it. Got it at shortstop. Makes the catch for out number two. So a high pop-up in the wind is not an easy play today here.
No, Taylor ended up on his backside. So for those of you keeping score at home, that was two catches, two Washington County All-Stars on their backsides after they catch it.
Yeah, the wind is blowing straight out to left field here, and it is an adventure on pop-ups today. So that's going to bring up to bat Henry Gertis. First pitch is going to be a little outside for ball one.
I think you make a good point, though. A pop-up to the shortstop in shallow outfield. Thaler made a nice play to camp underneath that, had his base with him, and made an excellent catch.
There's the 1-0 pitch, fouled back, and even the count up at 1-1. Calcocky's come in. He's doing a good job throwing strikes, letting his defense work behind him.
The batter, number 4, Henry Gerd, has walked in the first.
So Gerda steps back in. Counts evened up 1-1. Two outs. Runner at second. Comes the pitch by Calcocky. Runner's going to take off toward third. Going to do the same thing. They're going to throw behind him this time. Back just in at second base safe. Parsons has a pretty good arm back here, too.
He does. I don't know. I'm not sure what DeFrank's trying to do there. He's going to get picked off.
Yeah. Eventually, they're going to get him here on some of these moves he's doing.
Yeah.
There comes Calcocky with the 2-1. He's going to throw that in there. This is going to be hit down the right field line. It's going to be just foul. Line drive into kind of no man's land out there in right field. Lands about 2 foot foul.
I tell you, and as you said, off his bat, it looked dead foul. But that wind is blowing harder now toward left field. Moved it back to the field of play and almost was a fair ball.
Almost was a fair ball there.
It was definitely fouling across first base, but almost got back to the outfield.
There's Calcocky with the 2-2.
That's a good
throw it in there. Call third strike. Parsons drops it, but tags the runner Gertis out. And that's going to end the inning. Western Hills leaves a runner stranded at second base. And after three complete innings of play, it is Washington County 5, Western Hills 3. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Texas Farm Credit in Brenham is ready to serve and help you in every way possible by providing you with competitive and flexible financing. Whether you need financing for land, cattle, hunting properties, ranches, or even home mortgages, we have you covered. At Texas Farm Credit, we also offer pasture and livestock insurance to protect you and your livelihood. For more information, visit texasfarmcredit.com, call us at 979-836-2572, or stop by and meet with us in person at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham. We'd also like to congratulate and wish good luck to all of our Washington County All-Stars.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
All right, and we're back here in Schulenburg as we start playing the top half of the fourth inning. Washington County with a 5-3 lead. Good job by Washington County defense that last inning held Western Hills scoreless. Looks like we've got another pitching change for Western Hills. On the pitch for Western Hills looks to be Charlie Mills, number one Charlie Mills on the mound for Western Hills.
Got a note here, Stephen, that listening from the Western Hills of Austin, friends of Washington County, Greg and Didi Wilson saying, go Washington County.
Wow. We've got fans out there in Austin.
In enemy territory, friends of Washington County listening to the game on KWHI. Shout out to Greg and Didi.
As we get ready to start play here in the top half of the fourth, first batter for Washington County, stepping in is going to be Lane Dreyer. Lane drew a walk his first time up to bat, stepping in for the second time. Comes Mills with his first pitch. Dreyer's going to take that one down the middle for strike one. Oh, 1 to Lane Dreyer, leadoff batter here in the top of the fourth. Pitcher working out of the stretch, comes set. Pit outside. Evens the count up at 1-1. Mills seems to be working a little faster on the mound. Oh, we got a timeout call here. Going to do a little swap on the infield. Third baseman's going to move over to short, and shortstop's going to move over to third.
And that's Charlie DeFrank, number 23, moving over to shortstop.
As the umpire puts the ball back in play, Mills is going to get on the rubber. 1-1 pitch to Dreyer. Going to be down just a little bit.
They appeal down to the first baseman. He says he did not go. Takes the count to 2-1 on Dreyer.
Dreyer's worked count in his favor right here. Little curveball there, action on that pitch.
Yeah, that was a nice looking pitch. Just barely missed the strike zone on Dreyer.
Comes a 2-1. That's going to be in the dirt. Back to the backstop. Count's going to move 3-1.
Lane Dreyer walked in his first at bat. Count goes a 3-1 here on his second at bat.
Dreyer trying to be a leadoff base runner for Washington County. Mills back on the rubber. Comes set. 3-1 pitch to Dreyer. Going to be low and outside, ball 4. The Dreyer's going to be on with his second walk of the game. Gets down to first base, nobody out. That's going to bring up number 6, Mason Kalkocki.
Nelson Kalkocki in the second inning hit that double into right field, into shallow right field. Dreyer had to hold up and got caught in a rundown between second and third. But Kalkocki with a double on second in his second inning in his first at-bat in this All-Star Sectionals.
Here's the first pitch to Kalkocki. He's swinging on the first pitch. Strike one.
There's never been a Kalkocki that didn't see a pitch they could hit.
No, they could hit everything.
They are swinging at everything.
Here comes Mills' 0-1 pitch to Kalkocki. Catches the outside corner. Quickly works the count 0-2 to Kalkocki.
Wow.
0-2 count on Kalkocki. Dreyer first base. Nobody out. Mills steps on the rubber, comes set. Comes the 0-2 pitch. Going to be down in the dirt. Dreyer's going to take off for second base. He's going to get in there with no throw. And run the count 1-2 on Kalkocki. Mills steps back on the rubber. Comes set. 1-2. Going to be a off-speed pitch that falls a little low. Worked count even at 2-2.
I don't know if that's a changeup or a curve or change curve, but that doesn't miss by much.
No, it's almost got the spin like a curveball on it. Here comes Mills with the 2-2. He's going to throw it in there. Kalkocki's going to hit one back up to the shortstop. Shortstop's up. He's going to throw over to first base for the out. Play too close to second base for Dreyer to advance to third, so we're going to have one out, runner at second base. And that's going to bring up Cohen Tompkins.
That was a good play by DeFrank, the shortstop for Western Hills. Looked back, Dreyer threw on to first. Plenty of time to get Kalkocki. Tompkins was hit by a pitch in the second inning.
First pitch to Tompkins. Catches the outside corner for strike one.
I tell you, of all the pitchers we have seen tonight, Mills is keeping the ball down better than any of them.
Yes. He's working the outside corner, too. I know a lot of the other pitchers were trying to do it. They were just too far out. Next pitch is a little inside. Tompkins backs out of there. Run the count even at 1-1. One one count on Tompkins.
Knox Brandon should be on deck.
1-1's going to get by the catcher. Driver's going to advance up to third base. And run the count 2-1 on Tompkins. Hitters count here for RBI. Tompkins steps back in. Mills getting a sign from his catcher. Shakes him off the first time. Comes set with the pitch. Foul ball. Fouled off to the backstop by Tompkins. Run count 2-2. One out. Runner third. Washington County on top here in the top of the fourth inning. 5-3.
Counts 2-2 on Tompkins.
Comes a 2-2 pitch. That's going to be right there on that outside corner for strike three. Tompkins goes down on strikes. Going to be two outs in the inning. It brings up Knox Brandon, number 16.
Knox struck out in his only at bat so far this game in the second inning.
Timeout called by the Western Hills coach. We're going to have a conference on the mound here. Don't know if he's worried about pitch count on here with Mills or how they're going to play this with him. I know if you hold, I believe, under 20, they can still come back and pitch tomorrow. Having a little conversation with the whole infield here. Brandon's a very quick runner.
He made that outstanding defensive play in left field in the last inning for the first out, where he had to dive into the gap for that line drive. An outstanding play by Knox Brandon in left field. Now he has an opportunity to bring in an RBI and pad the lead here for Washington County.
Knox steps in, runner at third base, two outs. First pitch, takes it for a strike, strike one. Mills getting a hit on him, 0-1 here.
It's a good first pitch by Mills, get ahead on the count here on Brandon.
Comes the 0-1 delivery, he's going to be swung on, just foul down the third baseline. So Brandon with the 0-2 count. Runner at third base is Lane Dreyer. He had a leadoff walk, advanced all the way to third base. Comes the 0-2 pitch to Brandon. Swung on for strike three. So Brandon goes down on strikes. There were no runs, no hits for Washington County in the top of the fourth, and we move to the bottom of the fourth. Washington County 5, Western Hills 3, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
You'll be one smart cookie when you try Bluebell Cookie Cake Ice Cream, a sweet cream ice cream loaded with chocolate chip cookie cake pieces and swirls of chocolate and vanilla icing. This cookie cake ice cream really takes the cake.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and all Brookshire Brothers stores.
And welcome back to Schulenburg here as we start playing the bottom half of the fourth inning. Washington County with a 5-3 lead. Leading off for Western Hills will be Graham Armstrong. Drew a walk in his first time up. Mason Calcocky still on the mound for Washington County. First pitch from Calcocky right down the middle for strike one. Armstrong didn't even attempt to swing at that one. Was taken all the way on that first pitch.
Good pitch by Mason.
Calcocky coming with the second pitch. Going to leave that one up high just a little bit. Evens up the count at 1-1.
So important at this level, and it's hard to get it, you know, had to get it across to your 11-year-old that you need to throw strikes with that first pitch.
Yes.
We don't need to be cute. We need to get ahead of the count. If he hits it, he hits it.
The 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Armstrong. Nice off-speed pitch there by Calcocky.
Looked like it was breaking away from that right-handed batter. Started on the outer third of the plate, ended up outside zone by the time it got to Parsons at catcher.
Calcocky hit here, 1-2. It was a 1-2 pitch. Be down in the dirt. Blocked by Parsons. Evens up the count, 2-2. Armstrong, leadoff batter in the fourth inning for Western Hills. Calcocky with the 2-2. Throws that in there. Ground ball. Second base. Takes a bad hop on the second baseman. Knocks it down, but unable to do anything with the throw. Armstrong's going to reach.
I took a really bad hop on Teague Schulich. I have to call it an E4 because it was in front of him, but it was a nasty hop from off of his left shoulder.
Yeah, he was down in front of that ball. It just hit something hard out there and took a big bounce. Knocked it off his shoulder, kept it in front at least. Calcocky comes back, ground ball to first base. He'll step on first, throw to two. Thaler unable to make the tag on the runner going to second. So fielder's choice there for Charlie Mills as he advances to Graham Armstrong to second base. One out in the inning.
Pick number 99, Brian Garner, fielded that quickly, stepped right on the back, took one step, threw a hard throw down to second, but not enough to get the Western Hills runner who advances to second on that fielder's choice.
Brings up Austin Taylor. He squares around the bunt and takes one right in the stomach on a hit-by-pitch. So Taylor's going to reach on a hit-by-pitch. It's going to put runners at first and second. One out in the inning. Brings up Finn Switzer. Switzer, his first time up, reached on a fielder's choice.
Finn Switzer, he's either going to be a football player or he's going to write the great American novel, I think, Stephen.
One of the two.
One
he
of those
the name
two. There's no other choices.
So Calcocky with the first pitch, right down the middle for strike one. Gets a hit, 0-1 on Switzer. Runners first and second, one out. Calcocky with the 0-1. Swung on, hit to the second baseman. He's going to go to second for one. Back to first. It's going to get by the first baseman. One run's going to score. Runner holds at first. So fielder's choice for Finn Switzer. However, Graham Armstrong's going to score. Going to make our score 5-4. Switzer remains at first.
Good play by Schulich. Fielded that cleanly. Threw it to...
Good play there. Up to bat now is Carter Canahati. He's going to foul one off down the right side. So we got two outs in the inning. One run scored for Western Hills.
Runner on first, so Switzer did not advance on that throw.
No, Switzer still at first. 0-1 to Canahati is going to be up and outside a little bit for ball one. Evens up the count 1-1. Calcocky's back with the 1-1 pitch. Going to be hit to Calcocky. He's going to catch the line drive for out number three. So one run scores for Western Hills in the bottom of the fourth inning. Going to make our score Washington County 5, Western Hills 4. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Here's another Whataburger DM. Miranda says, it's 2023 and still no Pico Burger. How do we get y'all to pick it back up? Miranda, we totally thought we responded to this. We know it's been a minute or two, but good news. The Pico de Gallo Burger is back up. Yep, the two fresh beef patties covered with crisp Pico de Gallo, two slices of pepper jack and creamy cilantro lime sauce you love is back. And it's all thanks to you. The Pico de Gallo Burger is back for a limited time. What a burger.
All right, as we come back here to Schulenburg, Western Hills finishing up their warm-up tosses. It's going to be the top of the lineup for Washington County. Tucker Plagans is going to be leading off. Washington County's holding on to a 5-4 lead as we start playing the top half of the fifth inning.
Plagans had a single in the first, grounded out to the second baseman in the second inning, comes up to bat in the fifth for Washington County.
So Western Hills still has Charlie Mills on the mound, starting his second inning of work out there on the mound for them. Been pretty consistent on the mound so far for them. Probably the most consistent of their pitchers, I think, that they've thrown.
Yeah, he really gets nothing too much above belt high. He keeps everything low. He's got that little bit of that changeup that's coming down the middle and dips right before it gets to the plate. So I think, again, Washington County needs to be patient. It's the best pitcher we've seen so far.
Washington County with an opportunity here in the top of the fifth, top of the lineup up. Tucker Plagan stepping in, batting from the left side.
He's been aggressive at the plate so far. He has swung on the first pitch and the second for that ground ball. Good ball player. Obviously, he was our starting pitcher. Good athlete. Comes up from the left side to face Mills.
Here's the first pitch from Mills. Going to be down low. Ball one. Plagans back in. Mills wants to change out balls. Didn't like the way that one felt. Get him a new ball to throw with.
That first pitch was the one we were talking about, Stephen. That was the one a little bit off speed. Inside.
A little bit of a changeup on the first pitch. Down low. Comes the 1-0. Going to be up a little high with the fastball. Plagans worked the count 2-0. Lead off batter here in the top of the field.
Plagans wasting no time. Doesn't take a step out. He's ready to go. Ready to hit it hard.
Mills comes set. 2-0 hits him. So Plagans is going to go to first base. Takes one in the upper shoulder. So Washington County with the leadoff. Batter on base. Going to bring up the bat, Teague Sulik.
Teague in the first inning had a hard hit ground ball between first and second base for a single. And also grounded out in the third inning to the second baseman. The Western Hills coaches have come to the mound. It looks like that'll be all for Mills.
Looks like they're going to make a pitching change here. Pretty sure that was a pitch count pitching change. I believe he was at 18 pitches when he started the inning, so he can finish that batter. Looks like our new pitcher, 23.
I believe that's 23. I believe that would be Charlie DeFrank.
So DeFrank's going to come in from shortstop and be the new pitcher for Western Hills. Going to warm it up here. Trying to get an update on the girl score from Elgin for y'all.
And a baseball is not, again, we said it's not a complicated game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you field the ball. But in Little League with a pitch count, it becomes a little bit of chess, Steve. And I know you've coached a lot of this, and you really have to pay attention on how you manage your roster to get to a championship game.
Well, and it really depends on how deep you are at pitching in something like this. You know, if you're going to manage these with these pitch counts, you know, 20, you finish the batter, you can come back and pitch again tomorrow. Anything over that up to, I believe, 35 is going to limit him to a day's rest, and then it goes on from there. So you have to really, when you get into these marathon games like this where you're using a lot of pitches, it's really hard to manage and make sure that you're doing the right thing as a coach, because one mess up and you may have a kid that might not be eligible to come back for you tomorrow. And so you don't want to make any mistakes like that. And we all know pitch counts are there to protect these kids at this age with their arms and stuff. So,
and we know for Western Hills, DeFrank is an athlete. He has two. He's 2 for 2 on the night. He added shortstop. So this is a guy they can rely on. He looks like he has some decent velocity. Certainly the best velocity we've seen so far. It's not overpowering by any means, but it's some of the best velocity we've seen this evening.
So here we go. We're going to get things back rolling here. Teague Sulik stepping in the bat. Teague's hit the ball hard both times up, both to the right side. He's got a single and a hard ground out to the second baseman. Plagans at first, nobody out.
DeFrank taking his time on the mound.
First pitch, Sulik squares around, lays one down toward third base. Third baseman's up with it. He's going to throw to first and make the play. And Plagans is going to go all the way to third, and they overthrow third. Plagans is on his way home. Here comes the throw in the home. Plagans slides in safe. So a bunt laid down by Teague Sulik, and Plagans will score all the way from first base on the play.
What an excellent baseball play by Washington County. Teague Sulik had an excellent, excellent bunt down third. Third baseman made an excellent play, flew over to the first baseman. But it was a bang-bang play.
Bang-bang play at first. Sulik almost beats it out at first. Third baseman charged that ball really nicely to get up and make that play. But unfortunately, no one covered third base for Western Hills. And when they made the throw, nobody was there.
And I wasn't paying attention. I don't know if Tucker did that on his own or the third base coach saw that. But great base running by Tucker Plagans, and comes around to score. Takes its score now is 6-4, Washington County in the top of the fifth.
So Brody Parsons steps in, swings at the first pitch for strike one. Here's pitch number two. He's going to hit that ball in between the shortstop and third. Shortstop's going to make a play, and Parsons is going to beat it out at first base. So a ball hit in the hole between shortstop and third, comes up, bounces the throw into first. First baseman comes up with it. Parsons barely beats the run out for an infield single.
Brody Parsons has been working so hard behind the plate in this 90-degree heat, and then he had to leg out a single. He is a gutsy ball player.
Yes, he is. Dirty, sweaty, tired, still beats it out at first base. So that brings up Brian Garner. He's swinging on the first pitch.
That's going to
hit
drop.
A little blooper up the middle. They're going to tag Parsons as he's coming to second. So Brody Parsons tagged out by the second baseman. Garner will be at first base on the fielder's choice.
That was a little lazy pop-up right over the pitcher's head, fielded by the second baseman. Certainly Parsons had to wait to see if it was caught. He had no chance.
He had no chance there. So that's going to bring up Gage Gutierrez. Gutierrez swinging on the first pitch, going to hit one over toward first base. First baseman picks it up, steps on the base for out number three. But Washington County comes across with one run in the top of the fifth. As we go to the top in the to the bottom of the fifth, Washington County leads Western Hills 6-4, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors. That's one run.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Welcome back to Schulenburg, Texas, as Washington County scored one run there in the top half of the fifth to extend their lead to 6-4. Mason Calcock, he's still on the mound for Washington County. He's going to be facing the number the bottom of the lineup, and then they'll be back up to the top. They're Western Hills batting 12 batters in this game. First up for Western Hills is going to be Fields Vaughn, who struck out his first time up to bat.
And, Stephen, he is the 11th batter in a 12-person lineup. Bats from the left side.
Calcocky's first pitch is swung on. There's a ground ball. Fielded by the shortstop. Up, strong throw to first. Called out at first base. Nice play by Taylor at shortstop. Charged that ball really well. Made a nice, strong throw to first base. One out in the inning for Washington County.
An excellent play by Thaler at shortstop. He had to charge it. He scooped it. He threw on the run. It was a bang-bang play called quickly by the umpires, out number one. Coach Plagans is coming to talk to the guy who's keeping the pitch count.
Checking on pitch count. Make sure Calcocky where he's at, that they got the right thing.
What a play by Thaler.
That was an amazing play.
I mean, Fields Vaughn got down. I mean, he got down that line quickly. It certainly was close, but the umpire, as soon as that ball snapped into that glove, he rang him up for out number one.
So the first pitch up to Bo Blackbird is called strike one. Calcocky is filling up the strike zone very nicely for Washington County, letting his defense work behind him.
Blackbird walked back into second. This is his second at bat in this 11-year-old sectional all-star game.
Calcocky with the 0-1 pitch. Puts it in there. It's hit out to left field. Left fielder coming in. Going to fall in front of him for a base hit. So Blackbird's going to reach first base with a single.
That was an outfield hit all the way. Haven't been a lot of balls into the outfield in the air. The number 12 hitter for Western Hills Blackbird put one out there, bounced right in front of Knox Brand in our left fielder.
Yeah, just landed right in front of him, just couldn't get to it in time. Going to put a runner on first base with one out. Going to bring Western Hills to the top of their lineup with Beckett Baird. He takes the first pitch for a strike. Baird steps out to get signs from the coach. Calcocky with the 0-1. It's going to hit him. So Baird, for the second time, will be hit by a pitch.
That'll send Blackbird down to second. Baird to first. Hit him right in the helmet.
Yeah, caught him right in the helmet, back of the helmet. He turned away from it.
Umpire's asking him, do you know where Schulenburg, Texas is?
Baird's going to make his way down to first base. That's going to put runners at first and second. Got one out in the inning. It's going to bring up the current pitcher, Charlie DeFrank. DeFrank's 2-for-2 tonight. Two singles.
Here we go, Box. Good job, buddy.
Let's get it out.
Long time talking to his third base coach. I can't imagine they don't have DeFrank swinging away.
I would almost guarantee he's swinging here.
Score 6-4, Washington County.
Timeout call by DeFrank.
One out here in the bottom of the fifth.
Calcocky with the pitch. Going to be strike one, but it's going to get away from Parsons. The runner's going to advance to second and third. So Western Hills, they have runners at second and third with one out.
Parsons has had such a great game behind the plate. That looks like one that he normally would have fielded. It was waist high outside, but he's made that play all night.
Comes the 0-1 from Calcocky. Just a tad bit high. Evens up the count at 1-1. Runners at second and third, one out. Score, Washington County 6, Western Hills 4. Calcocky with the pitch. Be fouled back into the screen. Calcocky hit 1-2 here on DeFrank. Calcocky needs a big strikeout here.
Umpire is calling it 1-2. Not Western Hills, for some reason, thinks the count is 2-1.
There's the 1-2 pitch at the third. He's going to pick it up. Go to first for the play. It's going to get away from the first baseman on the throw in the dirt. That's going to score two runs for Western Hills and tie the game at 6. DeFrank is going to go down to second base on the air at first. Going to have to give that an E5 on the bad throw there.
I wrote it down as an E5 also. He fielded it fine. But the throw bounced, I don't know, Stephen, 20 feet short of first base and took a high hop.
And there was a play at home if third baseman wanted to come home right there. The play was right in front of him. Might have been the better play on that one.
I think that's tough, right, because you're up two runs at 6-4. Mm-hmm. You get that. He would have had them at first. Would have been two outs. Would have been runner on third at that time with two outs.
Right.
Another Hank Money coming up to bat. Another good hitter for Western Hills. So I understand wanting to get that lead runner.
So Washington County's going to make a pitching change.
We got Teague Schulich, number two, in the pitch for Washington County. He's doing his warm-ups now. So that ties it up. We're all square here in the fifth inning in this Little League sectional all-star tournament.
All squared up in the bottom half of the fifth, six to six. So it's been a really back-and-forth kind of game. Washington County jumped out to a 3-0 lead right away in the first inning. Western Hills comes back, and they tie it up 3-3. And then we kind of go back and forth a little bit, and Western Hills now just ties it up. Washington County was up starting the inning 6-4. Now we're tied up 6-6. Western Hills right in the middle part of their lineup, number three batter Henry Money is going to be coming up when we get all the warm-up tosses in here.
Schulich's a right-handed pitcher, warming up from the full warm-up.
We finally killed that wasp over here that was dogging me.
Oh, he's finally dead?
Yes, he got him.
We got the guy doing the pitch count has killed that red wasp. Well,
another one. There must be another one around here somewhere.
Yeah. That wasp is following you around like an ex-girlfriend, Stephen.
I think it likes me.
I think it does, too.
All right, we're all set, getting ready to go here. Teague Sulik's on the mound. Going to be pitching to Henry Money. Henry Money's 1-for-2, had a single and a deep fly ball to left field last time up. Great play made on him by Blake Branham. First pitch from Sulik is going to be down in the dirt for ball one.
DeFrank down on second base. He takes that big lead after every pitch.
Comes the 1-0 pitch, in there for a strike, be 1-1.
Now Schulich is ready. Good fastball over the outer half of the plate. Takes the count to 1-1 on Hank Money.
Comes the 1-1 pitch. That's going to be hit. Going to be hit right at the shortstop. Shortstop's going to field it. Nice throw over to first base. Runner holds at second. Going to be two outs in the inning.
That's another big play by Thaler at the shortstop. He had to wait on that one, so he was deep in the hole. He could not charge it. He had to wait for that one to take a high hop. Hit his glove on his left hand and fired over with his right to first baseman. Nice play by Garner at first to take us to two outs.
It's going to bring up Cord Weintroop. His first pitch is going to be swung on and missed.
That was an off-speed pitch by Schulich. An excellent pitch. Dropped a lot.
Here comes the 0-1. Going to be a fastball. It's going to be a little bit high and hits Weintraub. Weintraub's going to take first base.
That's his second batter hit by a pitch in this inning. The first one by Teague Schulich. Runners are on first and second for Western Hills.
Got two outs in the inning here. It's going to bring up Henry Gierdes. Henry's walked his first time at bat, struck out his second at bat. So Sulik's first pitch is going to be right down the middle for strike one. Once again, out there at second base, DeFrank is bouncing around out there, getting pretty big leads. Comes the 0-1 from Sulich. Nice block by Parsons. Keeps that in front of him. Make the count 1-1. Got two outs. Tie ball game here in the bottom of the fifth. Runners at first and second.
Another big spot in this game, Stephen, with two outs, two runners on, tie game in the bottom of the fifth.
Comes the 1-1 pitch from Sulich. Down just a little bit. Another good stop there by Parsons. Keeps the ball out in front of him. Is able to hold the runners up at first and second.
Wind starts to pick up, Stephen. Blowing directly behind us now, straight to center field.
Straight to center field. It's got to be a little tough on the batters with the sun, looking straight out into the sun. Comes the pitch from Sulich. Going to throw that right there down the middle. And even up the count at 2-2. Yeah, two ball, two strike count, two outs. Runners at first and second.
I think the right-handers have a slight advantage with their left shoulder in looking at the pitcher. For a lefty, you're looking directly into that sun at the pitcher.
2-2 by Sulich is a changeup. It's going to miss outside. We'll run the count full.
Gerdes certainly took a look at that one. He started the clock. I thought he was going. An excellent pitch by Schulich, just breaking away from this right-handed batter.
Yeah, he was tempted to swing at that one. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. That's going to be right there. Strike three. Out number three. So Washington County holds runners at first and second, but Western Hills does score two runs. And at the end of five innings of play, your score is Washington County 6, Western Hills 6. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
All right, welcome back to Schulenburg as we go into the top half of the sixth inning with our game is all tied up 6-6 as we start playing the top of the sixth. Up to bat for Washington County is going to be Aaron Thaler. Thaler's had a really good night tonight offensively and defensively. Comes in 2-for-2 on the night. and made some great plays in the outfield. First pitch to Thaler is going to be right down the middle for strike one.
Thaler's great plays were as a shortstop. Knox Brandon is who made that outstanding catch in the outfield.
That's correct. Thaler's at shortstop. Thaler swinging on the 0-1.
Get out.
It's going to foul that down the left field line, out of the reach of everybody. So DeFrank still on the mound for Western Hills, came in the last inning.
In the first inning, we had Thaler with an 0-2 count when he hit his single over the left side. So he's going to have to get up on that plate, choke up on that bat, and do a little protection here.
Comes the 0-2 to Thaler. He's swinging away. He's going to foul that one back into the screen.
He's got a good-looking swing. Nice level swing. Goes with the pitch. Uses his speed to get down to first base.
I think Thaler spends any time on the baseball field with his dad.
He might.
There's the 0-2 outside for ball one.
It's an excellent crowd here tonight on both sides, but there's a lot of Washington County here. Great turnout for this All-Star tournament.
1-2 pitch is swung on. It's going to be fouled down the left side. Thaler stays alive.
Counts just 1-2, but he's thrown 6 pitches. This will be his 6th pitch of the at-bat. Doing a great job here. Protecting that plate. Trying to put a ball in play.
Here comes the 1-2 pitch in to Thaler. Going to fight that one off. Late swing, but fouls it off. Threw him a changeup up there. Fouls it off.
Wasn't his pitch. Knew he couldn't drive it. Just got a bat on it and batted it down the third baseline. Great piece of hitting so far. Let's see if Aaron Thaler can take advantage of it.
1-2 pitches outside. It's going to even the count up at 2-2. Thaler working a lot of pitches on DeFrank here in the top half of the sixth.
I've got this as the eighth pitch of the at-bat.
2-2 pitches outside. 3-2 on Thaler. Comes to Frank with the 3-2 pitch. Thaler's going to take that up high for ball four. Excellent at bat for Aaron Thaler right there. Started out 0-2, works it back to a walk. Very fast runner on first base for Washington County with no outs.
Fouled off 3 pitches there, all down the third base line. A 9-pitch at bat for Thaler. An outstanding piece of hitting.
Yeah, great job by Thaler there. That's going to bring up to bat Mason Wiemar. Mason Wiemar takes strike one. They try and throw Thaler out at first base. He's going to get back to first base second as the right fielder was backing up the play right there.
Mason Wiemeyer has walked twice. It's his third at bat of the game.
Comes the 0-1 pitch to Wiemeyer. It's going to be outside. It's going to even up the count at 1-1. Went back out there again. First pitch got called strike out there, but it was a little bit lower than that one was.
I'm glad you see that, because if I'm Western Hills, I'm wondering what the difference was between those two pitches.
The first one was a little bit lower than that one. Comes the 1-1 pitch. That's going to be inside. Be ball two. 2 balls, 1 strike.
Aaron Thaler down on first base, dancing after every pitch. He knows he's got speed. He knows he has the advantage in this situation.
Comes to Frank's 2-1 pitch. DeWiemeyer is going to foul that one back to the screen. And even the count up at 2-2. Thaler at first base, nobody out. Score's all tied up 6-6 here in the top of the sixth. 2-2 pitch up high. Wiemeyer's going to work the count full.
He walked on a 3-1 count in the first. He walked on a full count in the third. He goes full here in the sixth.
So full count on Wiemeyer. 3-2 pitch. Going to be down low for ball four. Wiemeyer's going to be on for the third time with a walk. It's going to put runners at first and second for Washington County. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth. It's going to bring up Hudson Eckert.
And what that at-bat has done is forced DeFrank to throw a lot of pitches.
It's forced him to throw a lot of pitches, and the coach is probably wondering, what do I do here now with pitch count? Do I let him go? Nobody warming up that we can see down there. I almost think he's going to have to live or die with DeFrank here.
Which, as you know, I mean, DeFrank's a good pitcher. That's not good for Western Hills as we go deeper into this tournament.
Right. It's going to be very interesting to see what Washington County does here with two runners on and nobody out. The bunt could be in play here to try and get those runners over to second and third.
I just got a waft of some great-smelling popcorn, Stephen. Did you smell? I don't see anybody bringing us any.
No, I don't either. But the wasp over here sure does like us. They're back again.
Yeah, we killed one. Well, we didn't kill them, but.
Yeah. So here we go back in here. Hudson Eckert up to bat. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be inside. Ball one.
Eckert needs to stay in on that. That wasn't that inside. He jumped out of the way. We need to stay there. There's no shame in taking one for the team here, Stephen.
Nope. DeFrank's next pitch is down low. Looked like he rushed that one a little bit. Might be getting a little frustrated here on the mound. Eckert has a 2-0 count. Favorable count for the batter here. DeFrank's 2-0 pitch. That's going to be low and outside. And the runner's going to advance to third. Wiemeyer's going to take second.
That was odd. That Switzer, Finn Switzer's behind the plate now. It wasn't a bad pitch. It just dropped out of his glove, and he didn't know where it was. It was right under his feet, but he couldn't find it.
Just dropped out of his glove, fell down there. Runners were able to take advantage of it. So runners at second and third, nobody out. 3-0 count on Eckert. That's going to be ball four and get past Switzer, and that's going to bring in a run for Washington County. So Thaler scores the go-ahead run, makes it 7-6.
And some smart base running by Eckert. He takes the base on balls. The ball went all the way to the backstop, and he just turned a hard left at first base, and now he's sitting on second.
Correct. Eckert does a great job right there. Western Hills a little frustrated on the pass ball, not paying attention to where the runners were at. Eckert makes it down to second. So you've got runners at second and third. There's nobody out in the inning yet for Washington County. It looks like Western Hills is going to make a pitching change here. So as we make the pitching change, looks like it's going to be DeFrank moving back to shortstop. And coming into pitch is going to be trying to get a number here off of him so we can get you a name.
Yeah, it's and at age 11, we can't say the skinny blonde kid.
No.
They're all skinny blonde kids at this point.
So it looks like it's going to be number four.
Number four would be Henry Geldes. Now, what's that last name?
I said Gerdes, that
wrong. Gerdes. Henry
Gerdes. Gerdes. Number four is going to come on to pitch for Western Hills. Washington County doing an excellent job of scoring runs this inning when they need it. They're in a good position right now. Runner second and third, nobody out. Go ahead, runs in for Washington County.
We also have behind the plate, who's been all over the field tonight, Finn Switzer for Western Hills. Certainly he was not the starting catcher. Not quite the defensive player that the starting catcher was. So we're going to keep an eye on that as this inning goes on.
Yeah, it seems like he's not as quick on that last pitch. The pitch got away from him. So we do the warm-up toss. It's going to be stepping in the bat when they get through with this. It's going to be Lane Dreyer. Lane's been on twice tonight also with two walks. Western Hills, when they come back up to bat in the bottom half of the fifth, they'll be in their 6, 7, and 8 batters will be up for them. So Washington County needs to score a few more runs here, make it feel a little more comfortable, and then go back out and play some defense in the bottom half of the sixth inning.
This is certainly a point with runners on second, third, and nobody out. Lane Dreyer, the right-handed batter that you would, you know, if this was high school, we'd be asking Coach Wheaton, we'd ask him to put a ground ball down the right side of the infield, and it would definitely score a run. So let's see if that Dreyer kid has that DNA working for him right now, Stephen.
Western Hills expecting a little bit of bunt here. They've got the third baseman playing tight, first baseman. They're going to bring in the entire infield, so they're going to try and cut the run off at home. First pitch to Dreyer, swung on and fouled back. Be 0-1 to Lane Dreyer.
Good swing by number three. He's looking to drive this right over the infield's head and make him pay for bringing that infield up.
Infield's up, a little pop over the infield to get the run in. Here's the next pitch up high. 1-1 on Dreyer. Gert is on the mound for Western Hills. Comes set, the delivery. 1-1 pitch. Going to be swung on. It's hit to the second baseman. Second baseman feels that he's going to go over to first. They're going to get the out at first. Runners hold at second and third. So a ground out by Lane Dreyer, unable to advance the runners.
Certainly a good defense by Western Hills there. The ball hit exactly like you said to the right side with the infield pulled in. They looked back to runner to third, through to first, and Washington County could not advance any runners. So we have one out now. Runners are on second and third. 7-6 Washington County here in the top of the sixth.
Brings up Mason Calcocky to bat. First pitch to Calcocky, swinging. He's going to hit one in the third baseman. He's looking to runner back at third. Throw to first is going to be in time. That's going to be two outs for Washington County. Runner still at second and third. Nice play by the third baseman for Western Hills. He's able to lift the runner back to third, hold him there, still make the throw across the diamond and get the out.
Two outstanding defensive plays by the Western Hills defense. First, the first out from the second baseman, second out from the third baseman. Looking back, the runner on third and throwing hard bullets to first to keep the Washington County base runners on second and third.
So up now for Washington County is Cohen Thompson. He's been hit by a pitch and struck out. First pitch to Thompson. He's swinging, hits one foul down the right field side. Out of play. Runners at second and third, yet for Washington County, two outs. We play here in the top half of the sixth inning, Washington County with a 7-6 lead. Here's the pitch to Tompkins, just a little inside. He's going to take that for ball one. Evens up the count at 1-1.
Good to see Cohen Tompkins swinging hard on that first one, hit a foul ball down the into the right field trees.
Here's the 1-1 pitch to Thompson up high. Going to watch that one for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Again, we got two runners on, second and third. Two outs. 2-1 count on Tompkins. Gertie's from the stretch, delivers. Down low. It's going to be ball three. 3-1 count to Tompkins. Michael, base hit would be huge right here on a hitter's count.
It would, and Tompkins is we don't know what he's doing on this one with a 3-1 count, but he came up looking to hit the ball. Runners are on second and third, a 1-run lead for Washington County.
Swinging, little dribbler down
That's
the
fair.
Third baseline. It's going to stay fair.
That's fair.
Going to score a run. It's going to be an infield single for Tompkins.
Hey, he swung hard on it, but just got a little bit. The grass is a little bit long, we were mentioning here in the warm-up, and that just hugged the third base line. Tompkins not the fleetest of foot, but he made his way down first. There's just no play with the third baseman.
No, there is. Just...
I can't imagine. Well, the managers for Western Hills are going to say that there was interference from our runner third to home.
So, and the call is safe by the umpires there. It's the right call. That ball is at least a foot inside fair territory. Runners running in the baseline. It's going to put runners at first and third. Two outs. Washington County now on top, 8-6. Two outs. Brings up Knox Brannon. So, Knox is due for a hit here. Western Hills is going to call time. Runners first and third. Put a play on. Catcher out front giving signs to his infielder. Brandon steps in. Garrett is with the delivery. Swung on. Hit down the third baseline. Fair. Fair ball down the third baseline. Scores one run. Brandon with a single. They'll hold Tompkins at second. Makes the score Washington County 9-6 on the single by Knox Brandon down the third baseline.
What a shot by Knox Brannon with a line drive down the third baseline just over the bag into the outfield and scores another insurance run for Washington County here in the top of the sixth. That was a huge shot by Knox Brannon.
Huge hit right there. Gives a little bit padding to the lead that they got. Brings them back to the top of the lineup with Tucker Plagans. Plagans swinging on the first pitch. Fouls one back. 0-1 on Plagans. Runners at first and second. Two outs.
Plagans is ready to drive this ball. He looks like a horse in the starting gate at the Kentucky Derby. He is ready to drive it to the outfield.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Going to be a little outside on an off-speed pitch. I think if he throws one down the middle here, he makes him out of his shoes.
He swung so hard at that first one. This is exciting for Washington County with a three-run lead here in the top of the sixth, 9-6.
Here comes the 1-1. Going to be outside, ball two.
Got to give Tucker Plagans credit. I mean, as big as this moment is, he's nice and patient. Those pitches aren't missing by much.
No, just on the outside corner for Plagans. 2-1 pitch coming. It's going to be up high. It's going to get by the catcher. Back to the backstop. Both runners will advance. You'll have runners at second and third. Two outs. 3-1 count on Plagans.
Tompkins is at third. Knox Brannon standing on second. Yeah, we want to wish a happy birthday to Knox's mother.
That's right.
That's a good birthday present would be your son in the sixth inning of a sectional all-star game, hitting a line drive down third. That's a good birthday present.
So Western Hills is going to give the intentional pass to Plagans after seeing him swing as hard as he was on the first couple throws. So that's going to put him at first base, going to load the bases up, and that's going to bring up Teague Sulik.
He's only 1-for-3, but he's hit the ball hard three times.
First pitch to Sulik is outside. Gets away from the catcher. Not far enough to score the runner, Tompkins, from third. Bases will remain loaded. One ball, no strike count on Sulik.
That's a ball that Switcher should have caught. It just hit him in the heel and just rolled about 6 or 7 feet. Again, Tompkins on standing at third. A big kid. Not a lot of speed down at third. I think it's the right idea for him not to try and score on that.
Right, just not far enough to try and get that run in right there, especially with your two-hole hitter up right now. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Sulik. He's swinging, hits it at the shortstop. Shortstop makes a nice play.
What a play.
Going to get the force out at second base. But for Washington County, they scored three runs in the top half of the sixth inning. So as we go to the bottom half of the sixth, it's Washington County 9, Western Hills 6. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
Texas Farm Credit in Brenham is ready to serve and help you in every way possible by providing you with competitive and flexible financing. Whether you need financing for land, cattle, hunting properties, ranches, or even home mortgages, we have you covered. At Texas Farm Credit, we also offer pasture and livestock insurance to protect you and your livelihood. For more information, visit TexasFarmCredit.com, call us at 979-836-2572, or stop by and meet with us in person at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham. We'd also like to congratulate and wish good luck to all of our Washington County All-Stars.
All right, welcome back to Schulenburg, Texas, as Washington County scores three runs in the top of the sixth inning to give them a 9-6 lead as we work here in the bottom half of the sixth. Up for Western Hills will be their 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Teague Sulik still on the mound for Washington County. Michael, this is all about throwing strikes, making outs, getting out of here with a 9-6 win.
This is. We need to, exactly, just throw it over the plate, let them hit it, let's see what we can do. Also, bases loaded in the bottom of the, in the top of the sixth for Washington County. With Teague Sulik hits a rocket that DeFrank has a short hop, and momentum takes him to second. If that gets into the outfield, it's at least two runs.
It's at least two runs if that ball makes it into the outfield in that top half of the sixth. So So here we go, ready to get it on in the bottom of the sixth. Washington County with the 9-6 lead. First batter steps in for Western Hills, Graham Armstrong. He is
0-for-2.
0-for-2 tonight.
He's got a walk and an E4.
So Sula gets the sign. First pitch, just a bit outside. 1-0 on Armstrong. Sun starts to set here in Schulenburg. Lights are coming on the field. Pitch by Sulik right down the middle. Strike one. 1-1. Sulik looks like he's pitching with a lot of confidence out there right now. Got a 3-run lead.
He did it with that off-speed he's throwing. They've moved in Gutierrez onto the grass at third.
Comes the 1-1. Swung on and fouled off to the right side, out of play. Move the count 1-2. Way hit on the batter here. Leadoff batter here in the bottom of the sixth for Western Hills. Sulik's back on the rubber. Gets the sign. Comes the 1-2 pitch. Changeup swung on. Hits a Thaler at shortstop. Picks it up. Throws a strike to first base. Called out by the umpire. Western Hills coach is begging for a call over there and does not get it. Out call at first base.
Another good play by the shortstop, Thaler. That was a ball that he took two steps back, and it looked hard hit, and then he had to charge. But he had plenty of time. Good throw.
Plenty of time. Good throw.
Long split at first by Garner. The first base coach is saying he dropped it. We've seen this movie. They're gonna talk for a few minutes. Then we're going to get the home plate umpire, and they're going to talk for a few minutes. They're going to look at their app and see what time Whataburger's open to, if they have to do the second game. Are they going to have time to go to Whataburger? But they're open 24 hours, so they have plenty of time.
They got plenty of time. So
now we have the first base and the home plate.
So
first base umpire saying, I saw him catch it. Did you see him drop it? If you didn't, he's out.
Now, the first time it didn't work well for Washington County when the two umpires got together because they overturned a call and called Mason Wehmeyer, I believe, out, or Parsons, I believe, out at first base on a play that we thought might have been safe. So we're thinking this play is out definitely here. Let's see what happens here. Here comes the call, and the call stands. He is out. So one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Western Hills down to their last two batters.
So, again, those of you keeping score at home, that's one went Western Hills' way, one went Washington County's way.
Right. So everybody's tied up. Here's the first pitch. That's in there for a strike to Charlie Mills batting for Western Hills. Sulek gets a hit, 0-1 count. He's right back on the rubber, ready to go again. Comes the 0-1 pitch. That swung on, hit down the right field line. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Right fielder's up with the ball. Gets it back in. Holds Charlie Mills to a single at first base. Western Hills with the base runner here in the bottom of the sixth. It's going to bring up Austin Thaler. Taylor's hit into a fielder's choice tonight, been hit by a pitch. First pitch to Thaler. Up just a little high. It'll be ball one. Runner at first base, one out.
Good line drive by Mills on that over the first baseman's head. One of the best hits we've seen from Western Hills all night.
Right, hit a nice line drive there. Nothing you can do about that. Just a nice hit. Tip your hat to him. And so the 1-0 pitch comes in there for a strike. Make the count 1-1.
Schulich is ready. Taylor's looking down at his third base coach. Teague Schulich is ready to pitch.
Here comes the 1-1 pitch. That's going to be up a little high. Two balls, one strike. Got one out in the inning. Runner on first base. See if we can turn a little ground ball, double play. Next pitch drops right in there for strike two. Evens up the count at 2-2. Nice off-speed pitch there by Sulik. Don't think Taylor was expecting an off-speed pitch there on a 2-1 count. So Sulik's got a sign. He comes set. Here's the delivery. Another off-speed. This one's going to dip low and outside. Going to make count 3-2, full count. Michael, big pitch coming up right here.
It is. This is where we talked about. We need to throw strikes. Make Taylor hit the ball. Play good defense. Get out number two.
3-2 pitch is swung on and foul tip. Parsons almost holds on, just can't hang on to it.
Man, I thought he had that in his glove.
I thought he had it in there and popped out.
Teague Schultz is going to have to come back with that same pitch.
Here's the 3-2. Comes right in there. Drops it right in there for strike three. Call strike three on Taylor. Nice off-speed pitch. Was not expecting an off-speed pitch on a 3-2 count. Drops it right in there. Two outs in the inning.
What a huge pitch by Teague Schuler.
Big pitch right there.
On a full count, he throws him the changeup that drops right across the plate.
Drops right down the middle across the plate. I know the batter was not expecting that pitch right there.
Again, the score is 9-6 here in the bottom of the sixth. Washington County with the lead over Western Hills out of Austin, Texas. Brings up Finn Switzer's coming to the plate. The Washington County coaches are, looks like a pitching change. We just got the signal to cut off Teague Schulich with a three-run lead here.
So while we have this pitching change here at the ball game, we have a message from Little League Baseball and Softball. Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in a dozen of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges. And for those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. Well, Michael, we got a little pitch and change going on.
We do. We have number 99, Brian Garner in, right-handed pitcher, comes in from first base. He's not bringing the heat. We need him to throw strikes.
I'm chasing Wasp over
you
here.
You are. No, those first two pitches were slow. They were warm-ups. That one was a lot faster. So big number 99 coming in with a 9-6 lead for Washington County here in the bottom of the sixth. We have two outs. We have a runner on first. Finn Switzer up. He is the ninth batter in the Western Hills lineup. They do bat 12.
So Washington County is after that all-elusive one out right now. One out.
Big spot for Garner. He's starting to throw some strikes out there on the mound. This is a big spot. This is why you play.
This is what it's all about here. They fought hard in the top half of the sixth inning to get the 9-6 lead. Now you got to fight hard to keep the 9-6 lead so that you can keep everything in front of you as a fielder out in the field. You want to knock everything down. Keep it in front of you. Try and limit if there is a base runner. Keep them to one base. Don't let them get the extra base. Throw strikes. Let your infield, outfield work for you.
And Mills isn't a problem at second. We don't need to worry about him. We need to get Switzer here. The batter, he's a left-handed batter coming in against Brian Garner, a right-handed pitcher, number 99 for Washington County.
So here we go. First pitch, right in there for a strike. Ball gets by Parsons, but that's all right. That runner score does not mean anything at second base. Let's work on the batter here. Hit 0-1 on Switzer.
Great first pitch by Garner for a strike. Fastball over the middle.
0-1 count. Runner at second base. 0-1 pitch. Swung on. Line drive snared at second base by Kalkocki.
Kalkocki, Mason Kalkocki, goes high, goes upstairs for the third out in the game one of the 11-year-old sectional Little League tournament goes to Washington County by a score of 9-6.
What a play out there by Kalkocki to end the game. Amazing jumping catch on a line drive that was surely hit it to the outfield. Great play. So as we wrap it up here, we're going to send it back for a few words from our sponsors, and then they'll send it back over to us.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank. and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Thielemann Construction and Steg & Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Steg & Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, welcome back to Schulenburg, Texas, as Washington County was successful in their first outing of the season by getting a 9-6 win over Western Hills here in Schulenburg. Michael, you got some stats for us you want to go over?
Yeah, I'm impressed with the number of players for Washington County that made it, had a base hit on the night. Tucker Plagans had a base hit. Teague Schulich had a base hit. Brody Parsons, Brian Garner, Aaron Thaler went 2-for-2. Mason Wiemeyer was on base 3 times, all with walks. Lane Dreyer had 2 walks. Kalkaki was 1-for-3. We've got Tompkins 1-for-3. We got Knox Brand with that big line drive over third base 1-for-3. So in a 12-team lineup, we had 9 people have a base hit. I mean, that's huge.
That's huge. They had hitting all throughout the lineup, and pitching was a little bit wild at first, but they settled down at the end. So,
yeah, it'd be a little hard to give you a John Breeden star of the game or whatever it is in Little League.
Yeah.
But certainly an outstanding overall performance by the entire Washington County team.
Overall performance. So we'll take a break and send it back to the studios, and we'll be back after a few words from our sponsors.
Just have those two.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods & Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods & Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. 3 really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's By and By, the convenience store.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
So, welcome back to Schulenburg. where Washington County just defeated Western Hills in game one of the sectional tournament by a score of 9-6 and some outstanding pitching by Washington County, Stephen.
Outstanding pitching, outstanding defensive plays we saw out there tonight for them. We talked about that a little bit in the pregame about pitching and playing defense and how it's about playing catch. And so you've got some stats on our pitchers.
Yeah, so we don't know how deep Washington County goes because we didn't have a district tournament. Yeah. But you know, we had Tucker Plagan start the game. Mason Kalkaki came in. And then, of course, we had Teague Schulich to finish it out. And they did an outstanding job to, you know, after that first inning, it was 3-3. It looked like it would be a shootout. But they certainly came down and settled down, and Washington County comes away with a win.
Yeah, they settled in. We got to see some great plays at shortstop by Aaron Thaler, made some great plays. Knox Brandon with probably the catch of the game out there in left field on a hard, hard hit ball into the gap. So all in all, good, successful first game outing for Washington County for not having played any district games.
So they will play the winner of the game that is following us here between Lufkin and looks like College Station.
Yeah, looks like Lufkin and College Station. You can always kind of tell by the colors, Lufkin in the traditional yellow and purple and College Station in the maroon and white colors. I'm looking over there at the Lufkin team. They look like they are pretty decent. College Station looks like they got some pretty decent athletes, so they should have a pretty good second game here. So whoever wins this will play Washington County tomorrow.
And I don't know about 14 for College Station as a baseball player, but it looks like he could play the line for the Aggies, offensive line for the Aggies, right now.
Yes, he is. He does not look his age, I guess you'd say. So we'll send it back for another break from our studios, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Hey guys, this is Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate. We've finally seen some relief in the real estate market. Interest rates have dropped, so your buying power has now increased. If we have pre-approved you before, let's revisit your financial situation and see how these changes have impacted your situation. As always, if you want to know what your property's value is, please let me know. Our team specializes in farm and ranch, commercial, investment, and residential properties. Thanks again for voting me your favorite realtor. Reach out to us at 979-830-3914. Equal housing opportunity.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star team currently competing in the Little League sectional tournament.
All right, welcome back here to Schulenburg as Washington County has defeated Western Hills 9-6. So we'll go over the brackets for the Section 1 tournament here in Schulenburg. So with the win by Washington County, they're going to advance to tomorrow night's 8 o'clock game. They will be playing the winner from game two, which is set between Lufkin and College Station, which is going to take place tonight at 8. For Western Hills, they'll move down into the loser's bracket of the tournament, and they will take on the loser of the game that's going to play here tonight at 8 o'clock. So once again, Washington County wins. They move into the winner's bracket, have a 8 o'clock game set for tomorrow night here in Schulenburg. Michael?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's what's going to be happening. So the Washington County stays in the winner's bracket, gets in the winner's bracket. That's where you want to stay. It's so important for your pitching that you stay in that winner's bracket. So we're looking forward to tomorrow night at 8 o'clock to see who we're going to play, Lufkin or College Station.
So we'll take a break here, send it back one more time to the studios, and have a few words for our, from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Okay.
At Citizens State Bank, we believe strong communities are built on trust and service. That's why for 100 years, we've been proud to stand by you with local decisions, dependable customer service, and the tools you need, like online and digital banking. With branches in Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties, we're here to serve your family and your future. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more. Member FDIC.
Let's just talk about that, and then we'll do the scoring.
All right, and we're back here in Schulenburg again. An interesting thing here is there, if you have the Game Changer app and you wanted to follow along on Game Changer, I'm sure you could do that because they're operating on Game Changer over here on the live scoring.
They are, and I think for the Washington County coaches, they gave them what the link was to watch all the games. So you can watch this Lufkin College Station game on the Little League sectional on Game Changer. We don't know the link, but it's there somewhere.
All right. So the good thing, they can listen to us on the radio and watch the action on the Game Changer app.
That seems literally like the best of both worlds, Stephen.
I think so.
It does.
I think so.
So we have here, again, tonight, a good hitting by Washington County. A lot of singles. We had two extra base hits. We had a double by Brian Garner and a double by Mason Kalkaki are the only extra base hits. We had that hard shot by Brandon Knox over third base. That was a long single. But I'm impressed. I'm impressed with this Washington County team. You and I know Western Hills is good. We know College Station is good. We know Lufkin. These are the four teams you expect to be in sectionals. So you're going to have to play well. But I'm impressed after game one.
Yes, especially for Washington County not playing any district games, and then come out and play really good. And game one defensively was excellent. You couldn't ask for anything better from Washington County defensively. Pitching, they looked a little rusty kind of at the beginning, but settled in nicely at the end and got a 9-6 win.
Yep.
So we'll send it back to the studios and hear a few more words from our sponsors.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Hey,
All-Star fans. I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Naylor.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Burnham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on off the field.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, as we come back here to Schulenburg, as we wrap things up here, get things wrapped up, Michael, Washington County wins 9-6 over Western Hills. What do you think they can look forward to in tomorrow night's game?
Well, as you said, there's no district, so we didn't know what we were going to get. We know we're going to get a good team, either Lufkin or College Station. But the Washington County played well. Great support out here, a lot of people out in left field, a lot of people in the stands. These kids need your support. They represent Washington County in the best possible way. We know there are a lot of friends listening back home. We'd like to say hi to Doug Brown. We know we're here because Doug Brown's not. We appreciate KWHI giving us this opportunity to do this game and look forward to announcing tomorrow night.
Right. Look forward to being back at one of the games tomorrow night. Hopefully we can be back and bring you some more baseball or softball wherever they send us to. And for myself and Michael here in Schulenburg, a good Washington County win, 9-6, and we'll send it back to the studios.
Good night.
This broadcast of the Washington County Little League All-Stars game was made possible by these sponsors: Dahman and Associates, Woodson Lumber Company, Kiki Egg Farm, Blaine College, Booty Real Estate, Bluebell Creamery, Wellman Insurance, UVR Materials, Mr. Windshield, Citizen State Bank, Washington Animal Clinic, Collier Construction, Conjuro Tile, Fielders By and By, Coaches Assurance, K&H Portable Toilets, Arts and Friends and Neighbors, J&J Packing, La Morelos Meat Market, Texas Farm Credit, Lane North Architecture, HEBM Burnham, Beliski Water Wells Service, Burnham National Bank, EDM Pipe and Steel, Eric Benitez with Peter Frame, Whataburger and Burnham, Bauman General Contractor, Brandy Graphics, Bank of Burnham, Skydell Peter Pump, Double D Class Service, Altman Dentistry, Guadalajara Restaurant, and Thrivent Financial Group. Final score, Washington County 9 to Western Hills 6. This has been a presentation from KWX High School.